Joe Torchell. Lynn.
Bob Becker.
Lynn Alderman.
Judy Akers.
Mark Cram.
Ben Questman.
Robert Allen.
Fred Fuller.
Lee Bower.
Kansas Jose.
Joe Jose.
Larry Bower.
Jeremy Schreiber.
Mike Andrews.
All right, thank you. Next, we have the next item on the agenda is the approval of February 2013 board meeting minutes. Everybody fine with those?
No.
No?
I didn't read them.
No. And I don't remember reading them either. Did we get them online?
Yeah, they are.
And I didn't see
them? We did look through them, yeah.
I apologize. They did not see them. I thought we had them here, sorry.
I read them and I objected to them.
Okay, objection.
I don't know where it went from there.
I make a motion we table them.
Okay.
We can read them and redo them. If there's any objection, we don't have a copy here. We obviously can't.
Okay. The minutes for February are going to go ahead and be tabled till further discussion then.
You have 20 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, Davey seconded. Anything all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Moving on, the next item on the agenda is the financial report from Linda.
You have it in your hands. There's some copies up here if you'd like to like this copy. And at this time, we have about 88,000 in our account that we've been working with, and we are up to date on those things that have taken place in the last couple of months. We've got a profit and loss, our budget versus actual there. We are over budget. And some of our vehicle repairs. And but everything else is going as it should. Work on the Dodge. Work on that's under budget. We're auto insurance that's coming up anyway.
All right.
So we do have a vehicle in town being fixed.
Yeah.
Do we know what's wrong with it?
Yeah, parts coming in from factory. They didn't have one locally. I was hoping to have it parked here and delivered back today or yesterday, but obviously the part did not make it to town. Yeah, it's kind of a small town to bring in factory parts.
And that's the Dodge that's in there, isn't it?
Hmm? Dodge.
Here it is.
All right. Go ahead and make a motion to accept the financial report as Linda has this posted here for us.
I make that motion.
All right. Anybody second? I'll go ahead and second it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, moving right along. We're going to go ahead and bypass the caretaker report right now. We're working on that within the board realms, I think that's fair to say, at this point. You know, we've got a lot to do coming up here for our season. We've got a lot of work to do. So we'll go ahead and table that report basically for right now. Anyone who objected to that? Alright. Next item, the roads and fire protection area. My area of responsibility yesterday to report to everybody. Yesterday we had three different government agencies here. We had the Mark Foley with the BLM. We had Hugh Wolf with the Monument, and we had Lou Pratt with County with the Road Division out here. In attendance yesterday was myself, Dale for the first part, and Brent for the majority of the rest of the part, and myself. Larry Clarkson was there. And Danny was there.
Val Cram.
My dad, Val was there for all of it. We started off our meeting to let everybody know over in Slide Canyon. We met right at 10 o'clock in the morning. We toured Slide Canyon. What we looked and talked about was the road conditions, the problems we've been having in the years on access for that canyon. It was decided that during this Title V reapplication process we're doing right now, because we've got, I think, four different Title V road divisions within the ranch property. We are trying, and some of them are expired, some of them are coming due, and some of them have 22 years yet to go. Because it's such a cluster to try to manage and keep track of all of them, we're in the process of rolling all of the grouping them all up under one new Title V, so they can be easily tracked and monitored. This will be a 30-year. Is it 30? They confirmed 30 yesterday with us, right? It'll be a 30-year new lease on those roads, which will put the majority of us here not worried about that at that point. So we are in violation on some aspects, and they're working with us on letting us go on some of that and moving forward. County is going to assume the roadway from the corner of Scootapaw to the Y junction, where you can turn off to go to Broad Hollow. They're going to go ahead and take care of that maintenance, and those major road repairs are going to happen from point A to point B. In that, we've talked about the first big wash that's there, placing two of our large, with the cooperation with the county, and county asked if we could provide the culverts for these projects. Well, I'll tell you about that. They're willing to do the rest of the work for us, which I think is a real blessing for us in our short budget for our road division this year. In that first wash, as was discussed, we placed two of the largest culverts we have here on property that Bill Hall has for sale. I don't think, did we actually purchase those the last time, or did you purchase those last time?
The old
And were those to be used on that area there? So those, if so, if you purchased those, then we need to talk about, then I suggest we talk to Dale about getting those from him, if those are what you...
He didn't have any left over. You bought the ones, the big ones that...
No, there's five more there. There are nine. I think there's nine culverts sitting there.
Okay. So there's still, because we need one, two, three, four more. There's a need for four more. So there's still four more there?
Of the four I bought, I thought two of them would go in Slide Canyon. But the board's been arguing about that, so I don't know what they're going to do.
Okay, it's going to be my suggestion at this point, because we have county's full cooperation at this time, is to reimburse those culverts that Dale purchased, if he purchased the bigger ones or whatever he purchased, for use of that road.
Are you willing to resell two of them to us, and we could buy two others from Phil, because you have use for a couple that you want to use for another area?
Well, we need to buy one more from Phil.
Okay, so if we buy two from you, buy one more for Phil, two would go in the lower crossing, one at the upper.
We need to buy two more, because I need one at Johnny Brown. Yeah. So I think it's fair. I think the price on these culverts is really cheap within our budget to have all this road repair done, especially since the county is performing this work for us.
Do we have a price?
Huh?
Do we have a price?
We have one that Phil has ordered.
Okay. We'd have to look at records.
Sure.
The work the roads are going to be put in there is going to be thousands and thousands of dollars.
Can I ask a question? Just to clarify, because I didn't quite get what you were talking about. The county has agreed to maintain the road from Scootapaw Road, all the way up to the Y at Broad Hollow. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is the county road now.
Well,
we do not have to include that on our Title V.
Right. That's a county road.
It's now a county road.
It has been a county road. It's been a D county road. What they're talking about is upgrading it to a B county road. So it would be the same as the Scootapaw Road. So anytime that they push snow on the Scootapaw Road or maintain it, then they would run that bottom, I don't know, it's 2-3 miles.
About 3 miles
to the Y going to...
beginning private land.
Yeah, private land over, where it splits and goes to Broad Hall or whatever. They would upgrade that to a B County Road, put in these culverts, grade it regularly, start to put some...
What is... what?
B. B. Which means the B road means that they maintain it twice per year on the grade level, and it will handle the damage or flood control after it's over.
If it washes out or anything. It's not that, you know, they would not widen it or make it the size of the machine at all. Have an accessible for those crossings up here.
Oh, I was thinking you were talking about over here.
No, from here.
Now he's going to take that.
Yes.
The road off of Scrutin Paul that goes up slides are taking the whole thing.
Yes. It is county road.
I mean,
but
county
we've been maintaining it from point A to point B, but we're going to do that.
And it was one of the ones that when Larry Bear, you know, went through and did the Title Vs on all the roads, this one was a county road, so they removed it.
We put in a bond, made application on Title V with Brent Fulmer, and their place,
3 or 4 years ago, to get them certified. That's why it really hasn't been maintained, which most of it works pretty good, except for those crossings when they do wash out. And then there has been several members in the last year or two that have wanted to get a RV or a camp trailer pulled in and out that, you know, could not cross those crossings. That bottom one is fairly, you know, long where you can get through, but you get a bigger camp trailer, and then just below that there's that puddle in the middle of the road for a year or so that was quite a mud bog in there, but he starts driving wider and wider out through the sagebrush, and so if the by putting the culverts in there, then it would allow people to pull their RVs or camp trailers without, you know, those two places.
If you're going to plan to build up there, you can have the lumber and stuff delivered because they can actually get in there.
Well, I haven't seen them
build a house there, and never had a problem getting a motorhome, a trailer, or any of the equipment, any of the large equipment that had to come in. We've never had a problem in 10 years. And it just seems like it's like an overkill, you know, like the county that's the same size as Scrutin Paul.
No, and that's right. It won't be any bigger than it is now.
They're not going to modify
it. It has been enlarged with some of the tree cutting and stuff that's happened the last, you know, 6 months or a year. That's been done, but you know, like, you know, I know the Ordwani cabin that was up on the far side, they were coming up into Broad Hollow and across because they could never get lumber trucks or anything else up through that section. Most of any of the building that's passed in Sly Canyon has come up the airstrip to Broad Hollow and then across.
This is stuff that we've paid Larry Clarkson in the past for to go there periodic times. I know Larry does a lot for free, but there's times in our budget we've paid him to go in there and modify roads, I do believe. But this is going to be something that we're not going to have to worry about, you know, because it is a public access, not just for us, but there's others on private paths that this road access to, correct?
But they'll be maintaining it twice a year. As a beach.
Just the same as Scrutin Paul.
Grading it twice a year.
Yes.
So anytime they grade Scrutin Paul, they would just run that section.
Question for clarification. You, at the beginning of this, you were saying that we will place the culverts and then they will maintain
because of the joint, it's a joint activity.
We would provide
the culverts.
Providing the culverts, they will place.
They will place.
They will set them. They will do all the dirt work for us.
Okay.
They want a little bit of co-op from us.
Yeah.
And that's peanuts on the dollar, really, for the amount of work they're going to be doing up to this thing.
And then if there's a washout or a problem, do we contact them, or are we allowed to touch it?
No, we're allowed to touch it, but
we would be allowed in an emergency at least. But then it's not a matter of us violating the BLM. We're going to do it under authority.
I just wanted to make that clear, because I know in the past there are some roads we weren't allowed to touch.
Right. And that's part of the problem, is the person that's over that road area. I mean, either we need to turn this over to the county to upgrade to a B County road, or go back and keep fighting through the Title V that we've been fighting for 4 years.
No, I just want to make sure if there was a need that we could do it
This actually gives us permission now to do the things that we weren't allowed to do before.
But the same thing with the county, just like any kind of road, they're going to grade it. You know, twice a year, push snow on it. But if there's a heavy storm that comes and washes it out, call the county. They'll bring the front end loader out in emergency, get it passable within 48 hours.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're really, this is really a big help for the ranch to have this done.
Was there anything in particular we had to give up in order to have this?
No.
No?
No.
Actually, we're buying three culverts
there. Yeah, we're
providing the groundwork.
And they're going to come hauling for us, too. They're going to load them and haul them for us. We're just buying them.
Part of the plan, again, you know, now that Dirk worked on this as president of DSRA trying to fix that, now as county commissioner, the county is applying to the state to expand their B County road. They get what they call B County road funds to do that upgrade maintenance. They only do that every so often. Right now they're adding several miles, you know, dozens of miles, and we just in timing when we met with the BLM and Lou, and they said
it couldn't be better.
We could throw just 3 miles on that same application and just take care of it. It's, you know, and so
I'm not against it.
I agree, and I see this, you know, some of the concern. We don't want it to be, you know, as wide as the we don't want people to get confused that now that lower slide becomes a Y, you don't know which way to go. It's obvious which one's the Schoonopah County Road and this is a side canyon road.
Okay, the agreement discussed yesterday, the road cannot be widened at all.
Yeah.
Yes. The disturbed area can be properly maintained. It cannot be changed. It cannot be widened.
So they make
under the present thing.
They put some gravel on
there.
They
can put gravel on it.
The culverts.
And they can do a little leveling.
And there's one area they're going to alter the road just a little bit, but yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
The road that goes to the Red Gate over in the Johnny Brown.
Just hold on. I'll get to that one. I got a little extensive report since this was all yesterday. So anyway, there's the two culverts in the lower wash, and there'd be one at the upper wash area where the road crosses right before the Y. There's one area there where there's a nice little beautiful spring. They were kind of actually excited seeing that little spring in that area and that little reservoir, which they are going to, the county is going to apply for I don't remember what the term was, it was 404 or whatever the permit is, but they're going to straighten that out to eliminate where that water keeps crossing the road and going back and forth. They're just going to kind of straighten the road out and eliminate that turn through that area.
We're going to straighten the drainage out. So
yeah, straighten the drainage on that other area up there a little higher, that one area as well. So they're going to be doing quite a bit of road work for us up there, and Up as the Deer Springs Ranch, it only has our obligation to the county on this one will be to require to give them three access to three culverts for that Flight Canyon. So we just need to make sure we pick out our three, make sure we look back and see what our prices is on those three, and get those marked, tagged, and ready to go for them for so they can come up here. They got some stuff to run through the county commission and so forth. There is a legal battle that I don't know all the ramifications on in town, but this is included in part of their legal battle with the state.
Federal government. Which one are you talking about?
You're going up through that. There's all stuff included on that. Where he has to get the other thing included in the, where Lou has to get all the stuff included, all his reports. He has to bounce off the county commissioners. Mark Foley is our BLM guy in charge of that area. And as far as Flight Canyon goes, all I have to do is submit a letter to him once I get it back from Lou, from the county, that stating that there's three levels that the BLM wants us to do. This was you and around later on for our final decision. We have to get a letter. I have to get a letter to Mark Foley by the end of this month stating that the county is and has agreed to take over and maintain that Flight Canyon. And that fact, with that fact, he's going to close that Title V application, so it's off our books. Okay. So he's off our case. If Lou does not have that letter back from the county commissioner before that time, he will fluctuate and work with us. That's what he told us. So I have to get that letter to Mark Foley. And hopefully I'll have that letter of acceptance agreeing to do that from Lou by, and that's what maybe Lou, you can forward my email over to him. He doesn't have it. By the end of the month. The second stipulation from the BLM was that we do not harm or alter that spring area. We know we're going to relocate that road to the east of that just a little bit to make it more of a straight through, but he doesn't want us to harm the vegetation and the wildlife and so forth in that area right there. The third thing, you mentioned something about Carl Levenger, did I say that right?
Earl Levenger. Earl Levenger is in charge of Utah wildfires,
mm-hmm.
and they want to widen these roads so that people can get in and out. It's Pacers.
He's
the expert on it, and Earl has tried to get in his budget. I'm not sure he's got it there. Or he will bring a crew in with a shredder and chew all that slash up through there.
His third request was we clean up that slash as part of the closure on this deal. So I got to get a letter. We got to get the slash cleaned up, and we can't mess with that spring. In other words, that the slight canyon will then be completed. After we left Slight Canyon, we then...
Can I stop you for a
minute? Yes.
Is there... Our concern is, or at least my concern is, public access to that side of the ranch. And I should think that, you know, in making this a county road, now it's going to be kind of an open invitation.
County main yeah. road.
Okay.
Just county main.
It'd be like a neon sign saying, come on in and explore back in here. And to do something for a little bit of protection for the members on that side of the ranch with the gate or whatever. We have some type of impediment to public access there. I think it's...
Lou told me, he said he had access to some signs that we said, you know, this is a county road going through private property.
No, I think if there's a gate,
I
private
think
property,
go back
yeah,
to
is that
gate?
The gate?
How soon as you hit the private property, which there is now, there used to be the old cable, and I think
right.
you had put up the gate.
The gate
I don't think this association needs to participate and do a better gate at that point, even if it's unlocked, but so people have to stop, get out, and close it. I think that's where it is. Because just to clarify, from where you leave the Scootum Pub, which is a B County road, to your gate is already a county road. As far as the federal government, whether it's a B or a D, they don't care. Only in the county funding does it matter. From the time that you leave Scootum Pub Road, there are two other private properties that are accessed off that that are not anything to do with Deer Springs Ranch. Those are taxpaying citizens of Kane County that say, hey, we want to be able to access our property also, with, you know, just because every, you know, Deer Springs is a bigger group and a, you know, maybe has more lobbying power. We want to have a road that we can access too. And so to have that improved, but I do think that where it goes, you know, because it still stays, if you look on the map, if you turn right and go across the Broad Hollow, you're still on BLM and off Deer Springs for several miles. But right there, where the gate is now, I think that we may need to put more of a pulled entrance or a, you know, or something, you know, a gate, and clearly you're entering, you know, an area that shouldn't be without permission.
Some type of, even beyond that, some type of combination or
camera,
something like that, or camera, or just something to enhance the...
I would really strongly resist that unless we put a locked gate at Broad Hollow. Every time we go from government land to private land, let's put a gate, lock it, and ruin our membership.
What?
I think there's all the other people want to use Slide Canyon, all of our other members. They don't need to get out and unlock a gate to do so.
What?
There's 150 lots over there.
Right, in Slide Canyon.
Yeah. And they need to be able to go and come as they need to.
They can go and come. All they have to do is
not stop and undo a gate.
Unlock or undo.
Either.
Open?
Either.
Well, then that is completely favoring the public as opposed to the membership. I would have assumed that the membership...
Well, we've had it's been open all these years already.
Sean Acosta's house has broken into.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where we...
Different
part of the area.
There's a lot of houses on the property that have been broken into.
Well, but Slide Canyon has been somewhat more protected and hidden away. Other sites of the ranch have already experienced these things over the last 10, 15 years. So I think that that becomes a neighborhood area that, look, I don't, whatever Podunk Bob wants to do in Podunk with his neighbors, somewhat the board needs to respect the voice of Podunk, and they get together or whatever, and those of them now in that block-in slide that is dead-ended in that, there's going to be differing of opinions. So, you know, I think that to get some of those to get together and then the board help, you know, support whatever the majority come up with there. But I do think an indication of the signage like that, the gate's there now and has been for a while, but has it been closed most of the time?
No. Mostly during hunting season.
Right.
It's the only time we were closed is when we
were hunting. Well, that, I think a lot of it, if there's a narrow, and I'm not talking a 20-foot, if there's a narrow, like a 12-foot gate, then almost anything we have will go through that. Even if it's open, people at least slow down and recognize I'm entering into public property. They don't have to, they're not inconvenienced, but they can't say, oh, gee, I thought I was going to Cannonville, you know. And I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, and I do think the interest of the membership should be take priority over the interest of the public. I just do. You know, we're the ones who are invested in this.
There are also 150 people up there, and there's,
well, that's
only, there's only a couple people here that are from the whole canyon here today. So there's only a couple people here that represent that canyon here, but there's 150.
That's true. And how many homes are up there?
I don't know. Would you like to take a poll and call every one of them and report to us?
Well, some of them that are there. I mean,
I asked how many homes are there.
I don't know.
You know, it's a significant investment as opposed to those who have not built and so on. And I just think that, you know, some respect for the membership should take priority over public access. What is the point of public access if this is all private property? What's the point?
This is one place that, as you all know, I hate to agree with Dale. It's my policy not to. Except, in this case, when we used to lock the gates here, dear friends, what we encountered was, and Larry can attest to this, and anyone who's been here for a while, is you'll have people come up to the lock gate. Members, they'll unlock the gate and say, I'm only going to be in here for 5 seconds, I'm not going to lock the gate. Well, they're in, open gate, people come driving through, member comes out, closes and locks the gate, these people are inside, they can't get out, they hook a chain to our gate and pull it down. Yeah.
That's what I say. The lock gate.
There's pros and cons to everything you do.
We'll just have to look through and see something. To make it signed, to have a narrow spot where people know, even have a gate on it that can be closed. But like the gate that's been there has been open, standing open 90% of the time in the last.
And if there are signs there, only private roads ahead, no trespass.
Yeah.
Tell the public to stay out.
Yeah, but they don't.
Well, they're never going to, though, either, Mary, you know.
Well, is that road going to be pretty much looking the same?
Yes.
So it's no different than...
Right. From the county road, from Scootumpaw, you'll go through that cut in the hill.
Yeah.
The culverts that will be installed, the improvements, nobody will see from Scootumpaw Road.
So it'll look the same.
Yeah.
So.
Where we're violating now is because of like the mud box or stuff, right? Driving,
we're widening
the road going up because it's so muddy there. We're widening the road. We're actually in serious violation of that. We're not permitted to go where we're driving. So, anyway, we'll have to monitor this and see what happens. Okay. I think the big thing, the big plus right now is we're getting a road repair in the schedule for the county right now. And that's, I think it's a big
plus. And I did place the camera after Sean Acosta got broken. I placed the camera there until the snow fell so deep that nobody could get up in there, and then I removed the camera.
So, question mark, I'm sorry. On where the road comes in from Scootumpaw, and you've got you got the Y here. Where is the gate now?
Right there.
Right there?
Right there.
Oh, that should be
so you can still go across all this
you know, and follow through.
But this will show people, okay, from here on in,
yes,
right. They're going to be on, they're probably going to stay on this road, but then they can see here, private lane.
They go with Brent.
No trespassing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Brent will just go around there.
You go to Brent's, it says, if you drive into Brent's and you feel uncomfortable enough, you just leave.
I do have that.
I tell everyone the same thing. Lot 117 is a closed, free zone.
Yeah.
So if you show up there, you don't know what you're going to find.
Well, anybody that drives in and somebody that's living in the military camp, you know.
I mess with this guy. Okay.
Merrick, I have a sign that we can get for the ramp that I saw at the store. It says, no trespassing, violators will be shot. Surviving violators will be shot again. So I can put that on your... Yeah. Oh, okay. I've got that sign.
They have that sign. Somebody took it out.
There's still a lot on this road, yes.
Right. Before you move on, would you list the names of people that were at that meeting? I didn't get them all.
Yes.
Okay.
Our next stop after we got back to our trucks, we drove over to the Johnny Brown. We looked at the going up into the Johnny Brown, for those who know that road, about 2 blocks below the first set of cattle cars. When you go in there, there's a real sharp, nasty little bend in the curve there. We talked at one time in our meetings in downtown in the Kanab about getting them to. Now we're moving. That the side canyon was BLM responsibility. Now over here in Johnny Brown, we are in the monument. That's all monument country there. So now we're into Hugh Wolf's responsibility. We looked at that with their fancy little Tremble GPS machines to find out that actual S turn is not on the monument. That is private.
Bring her off, yeah.
If you bring her off.
Kind of mark, yeah.
So, with Lou's suggestion there, he, him and Mark Foley and Hugh Wolf all offered suggestions on how they would fix that road right through there. Of course, there again, we're going to have to talk with Brinkerhoff about getting that. On the other hand, that county has a right road right through there, too. County has claim on that road. Even though it is on monument, that is a county road as well. So we have Lou was consulting us on different things up through that. So it'll be up to the Jolly Browners up here to get with Brinkerhoff and see what they'll allow us to help fix that nasty S turn, because anybody with even an ATV trailer, it's hard to go through there without dropping your trailer off in the ditch almost. After we left that, we went straight forward. There's a for all those who know, there's a Y that used to be the old main road that went up in directly to Lot 3, with the Red Gate, as we all called it.
Red Gate.
That road's been washed out, I think, for the last 6-7 years?
Five.
Okay. What we found out during this Title 5, because that one has actually been, and that road has actually had Deer Springs in trouble. We're in violation and can be fined for not having that road being maintained. So with that in line, we verified that is monument property there. And Hugh assessed it. Lou with the county assessed it, because there again, the county has some road responsibilities up through that. And we came to a conclusion that we will go ahead and put a culvert there, because Lou asked for some help on that as well. If we're going to be doing some grader and placing in the big culvert that would fit in that thing, if we would supply the culvert, he'd be willing to load it, haul it over there, dig it, and place it, culvert, of course, in that crossing. There is some concern on the road feel. They would have to go in around that culvert and ask that we could use the Deer Springs gravel pile to haul some gravel out of there for that culvert placement.
Up on lot one.
Look around.
Out of our pit.
Out of our pit.
All right, what pit?
What are you talking about?
Airport.
No, the runway.
Oh, okay.
The gravel pit.
Oh, the real gravel pit.
The gravel pit.
Okay.
Yeah, not that fallen. The real pit.
That's recorded. No, they asked if we could do that, and I said I did not see any problem in doing so because they're going to do it. I asked if they put some gravel on that road up through there because it's so clay, and Hugh Wolf about came unglued and said no, because that's monument. We cannot change the appearance of that road. We cannot relocate that road. We cannot widen that road. We can fix that road and put the right...
Water bars
on there as needed, but we cannot put gravel on that road. So, Lou there again on the county is going to have a lot of work to straighten, because that road is seriously a nice four-wheel drive road going through there. Even if your ATVs, if you're at a steep angle as you're driving on that road, getting in and out of there. So I think that's there again, good for that gives us the second access in and out there for the Johnny Brown. But
I'll let you, because it's pretty bad right
now. Yeah. I just said, we can't do that.
But wait a minute, Lou said we can't do it, but Lou County, what about Hugh from BLM?
Hugh said came off the handle. No. We were even suggested and thought we could do that. He said no. So we're lucky we're doing well. I said we're going to get fined if we don't do it. We're lucky if. No. Well, anyway, it's getting fixed. It's going to get fixed. They're going to be sending out a crew to assess and survey the situation, and Lou is taking all his plots he's got down on his GPS, and he's going to go back and start writing all the stuff up and making all his appropriate plans for his summer activities.
Is that a Class D?
D. That's a Class D.
That's what I think. If the county would upgrade that to a V, then they could grab, but whether they would be allowed to or not.
I don't think the monument is allowed. So,
it'll be used once we get it.
Yeah, we'll use it.
Oh, yeah, you.
We'll use it. That's valuable. Yeah. Used to be all the time. So, once we left that area, we went back to the wash where you cut into the Johnny Brown now. And as we start climbing up off that, wash on the far left, the water has caused a big canyon down through that way. We've had one person that I know of that has actually had the vehicle go off in that and end up spending the night there because they couldn't get out. I'm sure you know more, but I know one because it was family, so... with that in line, they gave us some instructions on that, and because that is monument there, we were told how to fix it, and we were authorized to go ahead and fix that road. We're there again, we're going to put a couple water bars across in front of it. We did try to do that one. And with that being said, before I leave tomorrow, I'm supposed to state that and send him an email on Monday reminding him that he's supposed to go send his crew out there to verify like stakes where we want to put it and give us their blessing, and then we're going to go ahead and fix that. Once we left that area there, we went over to the area below the Johnny Brown, below Bob's place, or below Robert's place there, as you go through the wash on the old Co Road all the way over to your place. That is also all monuments. We asked about fixing and repairing that road, and I was given the green light go to fix that as we need. I explained to him there's a lot of places where the road, even just getting down to that wash, it was tight even for Lou and his Jeep to hit that crown over that first wash, that first culvert there, to get down to the main big wash. As long as we're not widening the road, we can go ahead and fix the road with all the native soil that's there. I explained to him after you cross the wash and start going over towards your guys' place, there's several places where water will come out of a canyon and has silted in the area before the little culvert that crosses the passageway, and since it's all filled in, it's going over and eroded. We can dig out that settling pond area, we'll all go ahead and call it. Use that native soil there to patch the road in and fill it up so we can get access through there. But as long as we're not widening the road, we now have permission. See, that's the whole thing. The agencies were before, we were having such a problem with, we couldn't touch a rock, we couldn't fix anything on that road. They are in a full green light agreement with us right now to get the stuff fixed.
Did you run a grader across that road?
Hmm?
Did you run a grader across that road?
Well, it's not widening.
The problem with that road has been those two or three washouts, and then so nobody used it other than the APDs. And
last time we ran a blade over it was when Tony Colton was the manager, and he took a Kubota with the back blade over it. And that's the last time we've done any work. Lee did a little bit of private work on it, but the whole road has not been run since Tony Colton was the manager. So you guys know how long ago that was.
As far as that first big wash, they all suggested that we scoop that thing out and make a run with it. So right now, it's kind of a thing where it's filled in, it's kind of a drop off and comes back out.
Yeah.
They suggested we just dig it down, make it a nice run with it, maybe put some gravel down the bottom of that thing.
Just fairly west of Deer Springs or the big wash?
No, just west of Deer Springs.
The big wash just west of Deer, the thing there. The first big one you drop right into.
Of course. That real deep cut, isn't there still a culvert there?
There's never been a culvert.
100 miles.
So we need a culvert there.
No. They all agreed the culvert will never last in that thing. My dad said the culvert would never last. Not for the water we get through there. Lou said the culvert would never last in that wash neither.
Okay, you're talking about two washes.
Yeah.
The first one, this side of Johnny Brown, you just want to make it so you go through.
Oh, okay.
Well, and you can usually do that anyway.
Yeah.
Like anybody can usually go through. It's the second wash.
Right.
Go upstream.
Around.
And are they still going to...
No, they said we need to fix that.
Put a culvert in?
No, we can put a culvert in that one.
Is that the lick wash that you're talking about?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Just before the spring comes down.
This is Johnny Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was on this talking about. I thought there was no culvert there.
We're talking about, right?
A culvert would cross that.
Well, it's just a quarter of a mile from
Johnny Brown.
Oh, you're talking this first big one right here.
This one is right here, and you can usually always drive on through it. It's over here below the spring.
Yeah.
Not in through here. It's when you go upstream and around the end of the erosion
hill.
Yeah, everybody's been driving up and around.
But
that right there is going to get a violation.
I think there was one time, but I think it's downstream.
Yeah.
To one lake.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get that. As long as we can fix all that stuff through there, we can get a green light that... I know we don't need to get them back out there. He said, just go ahead and fix it. Do not
wind the culvert put in properly would still
work. I think it would. There's not much erosion up above there.
No.
I think a 4-foot culvert would easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's 2, 3, 4. There's 5 total culverts. And we meet all of our road obligations in there.
Mark, you ought to address the fact there's essentially 3 ways you can lose your Title V. One is if you don't make, you're not current on your allotments. The second way is if you don't maintain those allotments. And the third way is if you go outside the existing disturbance and violate the allotments without permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so the road that Mark was talking about going over to Lot 3 hasn't been maintained or in violation. That Johnny Brown Road hasn't been maintained. We're essentially in violation there.
Right. And we've got, if we lost that coal road, we'd be in big trouble.
It's a beautiful road. I love it.
Yeah,
it's a great way.
Is there?
So again, it's another out for emergency out for those people who are all up in Crawford, East Crawford.
And we need to make it so people can get a truck over there.
Yeah.
And not just an ATV.
Yeah.
Is the maintenance determined by the condition of the road, looking at it saying, well, obviously it's not been maintained, or is it a timing thing? If it's maintained every 2 years, every 5 years?
They're looking at passable.
Yeah, as long as it's in good working order, but when they know that a culvert's been washed out for 5 years, then obviously it's not in working order.
It's not like we have a time we have to run it every year.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of that
native gravel that does really well. 70% of that road, but it's probably the most beautiful road on the ranch. To cross across there.
And I hate to lose it. And like they said, it'd be a
It's a great ingress egress route.
Oh, yeah. I just brought that up because I bladed that road, was it 2 years ago when we did the work at Johnny Brown?
So you did that whole road?
Yeah.
Except the culvert, you just had to go up and around it because we had to haul in the culvert.
Oh, okay.
But if it's not passable by a truck, that's where BLM says you're going to lose
money. Exactly. We're in violation there.
So I bladed it, but I gave it kind of a minimum job just because of the touchy-feely, you did too much or you went too wide.
Believe it or not, they have photos and they have measurements of all the roads. They know how wide they are. So if we start making the road another 6 inches bigger this way and 6 inches bigger this way this year, next year we do another 6 inches, we're in trouble.
See, the other thing we need to start doing, and Broad Hollow is a classic example of that, where you leave a ranch in Broad Hollow and go over the slide. We are supposed to go in with chainsaws and take those limbs off so that it takes the mirror slappers off of the, so you don't have to drive around like this to get through there. And that's another part of our maintenance stuff, is we're supposed to keep those clear.
From a BLM land
use? On each Title V allotment that we have. And that's, same things up there on that coal road, is we need to do that same thing.
Yeah, they go through the quad and the chainsaw and go through and take the slappers all off. And then have everything follow through with the backhoe work to start to, prep some of that stuff. Like I said, I asked specifically, I said, some of the problem causes the erosion because the thing silted in, filled up, rubbled over the road, and washed the road away. So we can dig in that vegetation. That's some of the greenest grass you'll have, is all that silted area in, all those little washes right there. They said, we're using the native soil, we're not hauling in all that extra. So,
it's been called the Cole Road, it's been called the Johnny Brown Homestead Road.
Yeah, Johnny Brown is what I know. I thought there was another road off here that's
This one here trips up this way.
Candy Bosé's.
Because up here, remember, this is the one we like to use when we go to the trap ponds this way. But this one comes right out here next to Broad Hollow. Yeah, right there in Broad Hollow.
It actually runs all the way from the field creek. And if you run from the road in Alton, it goes to Alton. If you don't turn yourself to Deer Sleep and go to Fort Alton, it comes from Trevor Leach's property all the way across Alton.
And that's where they did all that coal drilling and that exploration for all the years. So.
That's why it's called the coal room.
Gotcha. So, with that, I said that it was actually a really, really pleasant working with three different government agencies yesterday. Everybody was in harmony. No bickering, no fighting, no nothing, and they were all anxious to get the thing going. So, our timely manner on moving on this thing before somebody in that department changes out, and then we have
Starl.
This is very crucial that we do make this thing a final move now, because we have 30 years of a locked new Title V. I don't know where all of our budget is right now on the roads and so forth, but it's very important that we juggle everything around. I think right now, since we have all these major agencies working together, I mean, I think the county probably is looking to put in, I bet the county spends $60,000-$70,000, if not more. The road improvements were what is going to happen in here.
So
I bet closer to $100,000.
Everything was pleasant with Brent there.
Even with Brent there.
The only reason I went was I wanted to see some gunslinging between the CLM guys and Blue Pratt, and it didn't happen.
He was just so shocked that this thing actually went through as pleasant as it did. He had a good feeling about all the people together. It was just, you can just tell there was a working relationship.
Was there any resistance?
None.
To all the wood that I cut?
None. All they wanted to do is have that mess cleaned up, all the flesh.
Okay.
Because they said that's a big thing to be on them.
Something good.
Yes.
I thought that should be in the race.
No, they were pleased. They were pleased on everything that had happened through that thing. And like I said, I cannot express the concern enough to the board and to the membership who's here. We need to let this thing fly through, because there's a lot of money we're losing at stake if we don't make this thing. Not only are we going to have to pay our lease for the Title V on the stuff if we have to reassume these things and the county doesn't let's take them over for us. We're looking at all the maintenance costs for here for years out to come, let alone the initial cost right now of maybe even upwards to $100,000 to get all these roads fixed. So.
Even Mark Foley was glad that that flood miraculously straightened out.
Yes, he was. He was. He was impressed on how well that he called it an angered woman flood. He's changing her mind and goes a different direction. I think that's what he's never mind.
So, he was working a long time on this flash thing. The guy was waiting for funding and.
That's the reason we do what we do.
He knows that, like I said, both BLM officials rode with me on the back of my machine, and we had in-depth talk in between all of the stops we made, and they wanted to make sure everything was clarified, that's our only concerns. Those three areas, number one, I get a letter to them, number two, we don't mess with that spring, number three, we get that slash cleaned up. That's his only concern on the BLM. He said, other than that, he's happy.
So my question, just to kind of pull it together, everything's official, you're writing letters, are we going to get a letter from them saying this is what we have agreed to, this is the finalization, so we keep it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that from Lou in the county.
Well, that's not what we were going to, no, this is the official, this is what we have on record.
Well, the long-term fix is Lower Slack being designated a B County Road will be documented, and then all these others that we're talking about be reassigned a new number and get them all on the same time, so we don't have some that expired this time and that time, and so we'll stop and work through the rest of this year outside of these road improvements to renew our Title V, because even the Title V that, you know, Larry Rare and they went through, the person was over at the time, they only issued a 20-year. We're now 12 years into that.
So.
And so, now that Hugh's there, he says, I hate 20 years, they should be 30 years, so let's just start all over with the 30 year from now. And those that are already expired a couple of years, and those that will expire in 8 years, let's just move forward.
That's all I want. It's just one record.
It'll be easier for those people down the road from the board for Deer Springs to say, oh, we don't have this coming up on our calendar until.
Well, the big problem was the road going past your place. That's what prompted every bit of it.
Yeah.
The road from the crossroads up around past your place had got dropped off our Title V inventory.
Like 2 or 3 years ago.
2010. And they said that we no longer, that wasn't part of our inventory. And so I was working on a helicopter for you guys.
Where's the payoff?
All right. So that's all I have. Any other questions from the board, our board and or membership on my findings and our daily event history?
My only point was Mike and Mary's comment about having a different sign. Maybe it won't stop anything, but you had said something specific that Lou Pratt or someone had an official sign.
Well,
I'd like to have an official type of sign there at that point from whether it's BLM or whomever to make it look official there and have it put in.
Well, there's two different kinds. I mean, Mark mentioned that we talked about it before. In Slide Canyon, it's a dead end. It really goes to no. There's no other private property that it accesses. I mean, yeah, you can get up through the forest, up to the old mill site and stuff. But it should say, dead ends, private property, permission only, no trespassing or whatever. What we also had talked about, though, with cooperating with the BLM and the Forest Service, is on Meadow Canyon. Because we continue to get threatened that, they're going to, shut us off even going up to the border and stuff, is to have Meadow Canyon, and that's one thing that the board voted on before, is just here at the airstrip and at the big Deer Spring gate at the top that says maybe lock, but that to have a metal sign with vinyl letters that's easily readable that says, passing by permission only, do not leave this road. It's not a county road. We're maintaining a private road, but we have also tried every other way to.
Let me add in on this one here, because I did talk to Lou about that yesterday. We were over even though we're getting some cooperation from the county right now, the county does have a sore spot right here with us, because there's a fight going on between the Dixie National Forest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dixie says the National Forest. And the availability to fight on that fire, on that thing, because of the road and the conditions up on top. As you, I don't remember the last time you ever drove the loop up there. Okay, it's horrible. Okay, all the roads up on top. But they, because of their budgeting and everything else, they will not, the forest will not maintain that road up there anymore because it ends up at a locked gate.
Well, they just the Dixon National Forest doesn't have two pieces of road equipment together.
They rely on the county to do all that.
The county does it. And over Cedar Mountain, Iron County, and Kane County maintains all the roads. Kane County has said, we are not going to haul equipment to Panguitch and up and around to Bryce Canyon back down to maintain.
They want to come through here.
A few miles of road. If we can leave Scutumpaw, and we're not asking for it to be a county road, but drive up through Meadow Canyon so that we could maintain the Pink Cliff Loop and stuff, maybe only once a year, but possibly there by Chicken Spring, just above the Big Deer Springs Gate, where it's four-wheel drive only, to go in the spring and clear, you know, chainsaw the trees that fall across the road and keep that open. That's where the county attorney is supposed to be preparing a letter of agreement or understanding for us to look at.
But that's for Mill Creek right now. I think he said that's over Mill Creek, and that's only going to leave a four-wheel drive, that's only going to leave a quad entrance. Were you there? Would you hear that part of it? He's talking about that, or were you hearing that now? I think you'd already left at that point. Because one of our neighbors over here, the only other access they have to the forest right now is over there, and they still can't get up there, and that only leaves them with an ATV access. And so they really are like, we have no way to get out to the forest, you know, because like I said, they're knocking the trucks equipment all the way around. So they're looking at abandoning all the road repair or maintenance up on top of Bryce Canyon because Deer Springs won't let them come up through there. What's our advantage? What's our advantage of that? They'll be willing to take care of a little bit of road coming through Meadow Canyon for us.
I agree.
Okay, but we voted that down on our last board meeting.
For those occasions. Why can't we just unlock the gate for those occasions when they have to come? It's
never really locked anyway.
We haven't locked that gate in over a year.
Yeah.
Right. And for what I know from Forest Service, they only grade roads like once every 4 years, 5 years, depending on the use. So
they have to do that one every year, though, because in the past, because of all the tree fall.
Oh, and then, we give them permission once a year to go through. Like,
and that's what they're working.
Yeah.
They're preparing a letter saying, we have permission to come through. We'll notify you. Mm-hmm. We will not widen the road going through. We may blade Meadow Canyon some if it's convenient, but we will access through as needed to maintain the Forest Service road, which will be a benefit. So that will
be a benefit to us.
But we did end a couple of months ago.
And we all shot it down. So
no, I remember that discussion. No,
we approved it.
My only question was, I was requesting the board have to come in from you, Dan, that there is a building assigned official, and I was just going forward with it. I would like to see the board get that sign and put it there to see if we have any reduction in people in that area.
Well, and that's where I'm clarifying. What we were talking on Meadow Canyon before is different than what Sly Canyon should read. And Mary, you know, I'm happy if we have some language.
There should be a sign
not offensive
or in the public access.
Yeah, something that's simple. You know,
if we have legal lines. Then we've got a legal. If somebody destroys your property, we've got a legal basis to work it on.
Right.
Prosecute.
Well, even, and that's the thing, if there's one here at the airstrip turn off now, there's one at the big GSR gate that says this is going to be locked right here. I've talked to the last dozen people, they're unreadable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for the most part. Some of those old routed signs have been there for years. I mean, you have a crisp metal sign with vinyl lettering that is big enough that you can read it from the car, and it's got to be short. If it's eight paragraphs, then nobody's going to read it.
Really clear. I like
it. It does make a difference to have it in the feel of a county road,
county sign.
Yeah, we do it like the brown, like Forest Service sign, whoever. So it looks like it's official of their color, not a lot owner, you know, was scraping on the back of a cardboard box.
We have an account with a sign company that makes those signs.
And that's what Linda, so as soon as we can get it.
When I get wording, we can order them.
And that's what I'm recommending, that we get the two from the county, because they have them.
Okay.
For Meadow Canyon, both ends, and then we duplicate it and add a little bit, whatever wording we want for slide 10.
Okay.
Another thing, we found when we had a lock gate, we had a lot more expense and a lot more trouble.
Yeah.
I know I went up to the gate there and someone had taken stuff and poked it in the padlock.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get a key in there.
Right.
It took me an hour or so with a little pick to get most of that stuff out of there.
Well, Chris the Summer found that they
somebody cut the lock and just left the chain off.
So they took the pass. So well, it's money. Well, it's money replacing the lock. Constance, you know, we got to get a combination. We got to notify everybody that's going to go through there. By the way, here's your combination. Here's the combination. Or they used to send that key to everybody.
Well, and that's
what expensive that was.
Couple of years. I mean, this was before when Dirk was president. I was one that was asked to talk with the head of Dixie National Forest. And I had several discussions with him on the phone where they finally pushed it and said, look, unless you take down the same thing lock gate and the gate's not locked, and I told him, look, you can lift it over. And he said, it doesn't matter. Some people don't know that. They get down there and they feel like they're locked out. If that's going to be the case, then at the top of the hill where the restrooms are at Gravel Valley, we will take that gate out. There will be no gate. It will be just straight fenced off. And the only way to access through there will be on foot on that rim trail.
Right.
And so that's where it got to the point of just saying, this is not going to be a private entrance for Deer Springs owners to Dixie National Forest. We will dispense you off of it altogether. And so that's where we're trying to go back the other way and say, we'll do it by permission, cooperate with the county to come through so that we all can still enjoy it.
Okay, I want this an action move. So I, as a member, I am requesting the board to make a motion to have someone contact for the two signs already done, check the verbiage for any other signs. Linda says we have a signage company to have this done before the next board meeting, hopefully the next month, due to the fact that there's increased traffic, weather's good, you're going to start to have these public people coming. So that's my request, to have the board make a motion on this and to have it completed
this week, it can be.
This week, by the time the next board can comment on the effect.
Okay.
My request.
I have made that into an official motion.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Larry and Mary, if you guys will send in to Linda some verbiage on that, you know, or whatever, because we just got this 2 months ago, and then none of us will get out of here and forget now what it was, a good word and wording.
Would you mind if you're right, you're talking about this other stuff with Liz, and you check?
No, I'm going to, and so I have two other things to report. It's really more on road.
On that, do we authorize Linda to go ahead and spend money and get the signs done?
Yeah,
we want to put the verbiage together and then shoot in just a blanket.
The difference is, from Middle Canyon, there are two signs from the county that will go at the south end and the north end.
Right.
I think that same south end sign should be on Slide Canyon off the Schoonpaw Road.
Yeah.
Which is saying, basically, travel with permission until you get, because we can't stop them anyway from there to the private.
Right.
The green gate they put in, at that point it should say, end of public access.
Right.
Thanks for coming.
With that all in mind, if we put these signs up here, and I think that's going to show Lou that we're willing, you know, we're working, we're making a forward motion here.
So we got one at the top end of Meadow Canyon, bottom end of Meadow Canyon, Oskutopah, and the bottom side, and one at private property.
Yeah, there should just be a different sign at the private line.
Okay.
Somebody may leave Schoonpaw Road on Slide Canyon and go up through and go to the Coal Road
west.
And they come across the Coal Road east over into Deer Springs again. Maybe at that Deer Springs entrance and at that entrance they could come on through and up Meadow Canyon.
Larry, will you work with Ben?
Yeah.
Coordinate with
I'm asking a lot.
Where do you want your sign?
My sign?
Yeah, on that road over close to you.
We didn't have a sign going over there.
You don't need one over there.
No, we don't have
a sign. No, we don't want more signs than we have to. If we start getting a lot of people off Meadow Canyon, then we're going to almost have to sign every side road, like Lower Slide.
Right.
into private.
Let's see how things work. Let's see how things work.
Also, trespassing beyond here.
Would there be at the gate a place to turn around? Nothing,
yeah,
you know, big and important,
yeah,
or anything.
Well, you can turn around in that area.
Right.
There's enough room.
Now, if you don't turn at the triangle, the old Y, and go on up to the gate.
We're taking forward movement on this. We're moving on it. We're working on all this stuff. We got roads. We got signs and everything else. Let's see how things actually go. Are we going to settle everything today on one thing, or are we going to move forward?
She's got a good point, because that was the problem with that. With when we made up our road, is that people turned around on our property because there was no place to turn around. And so she's got a good point, but we'll address that later.
Right, and also, I think that,
you
know, signage
before
you get to the gate
is... Well, after the gate,
would probably be the best.
Yeah, don't put that at the gate, of course, yeah. Yeah, don't put that at the gate.
Is Luke who I talked to about these?
Yes. Okay. Hey, one thing, Joe.
I got a
super
question. I'm asking Luke, when it's raining or muddy, and that gate's closed, you don't know it. You get down in there, if that gate's closed, and it's gross money, you can't even turn around and get out of there. Why doesn't let up the county or the BLM or put a sign up on top saying gate closed ahead, otherwise someone goes down that hill from Tropic Reservoir down to that gate.
You're talking about the forest gate, the forest gate right there on
Yeah, you go down in there about a little over a quarter mile off of the gate's closed.
Yeah.
If that road is muddy, there's no room to even turn around to get back up.
Well, now the gate should be open.
Real bar.
No, they're talking about the forest.
The forest is
down the hill.
On the straight up.
Oh,
that big swing
bar. That big bar that they put across the
range. Niall got stuck there. Well, he didn't really get stuck. He was in his four-wheel drive van. He went down that way. That gate was closed a lot.
And you're stuck.
And it's a good thing he hit, you know, formal drive. He managed to get back out of there.
Yeah, that's a muddy mess.
They need to just move that back up to the cattle bar. So if they are, if for weather reasons, they're shut down, it should be across that cattle bar.
Well, I've been down that road and
I've slid all the way down that thing before. I mean, that's a spring right there anyway.
There should be a sign up on the top saying gate closed, or the gate should be moved back up on top by that. Right on the hill of that steep.
Yeah. It's like putting a truck stop right in the middle of the hill. You can't do it.
This is road and access related. John, I'm not here. I have an arranged activity, but that one thing that I did need to report, and some of you that are up here, Linda and I had corresponded in Kanab next month. They're having the 7th annual Amazing Earth Fest. I don't know how many have participated with that. They have about 60 or 70 events based out of Kanab to go and enjoy everything from archaeological sites to whatever. And one of them is a tour. Ms. Joe Reichsteiner is the Dixie National Forest Powell Ranger District, so he's the head of this patch above Deer Springs, and he is taking a tour Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 1:30, and so they had asked for permission to come up through. It's an ATV tour, and so they are planning to come up to the ranch and park just below the DSR gate where we had talked about making, you know, the balls and talked about the unloading zone.
That's provided they can still have access. As of right now, I looked at that, with my binoculars on that north slope on some of those things. They're not going to make the powder.
Yeah.
Now, I'm usually the first one to make it the powder in the year, and I usually can't get it to the last of May or 1st of June. I usually cut my way up through there.
Yeah. Let the forest ranger find out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I know a friend, if you're going to be around or anything, for a fun ATV ride, but if this guy saw that gate that Joe's brought up and said if this was moved up to the cow guard, that's the perfect time.
They can leave the gate for bear season. Put up on top or put a cable across just to
Them go. Well, whatever it is, I don't know if they can get switchbacks or they're going to go up to drop their paths and around.
Move the one to there.
Even that way.
Anyway.
Some of those north slopes on that other back down on that.
If anybody has questions or whatever, I've got the contact information. It'll all be going out in their brochure. But
and they didn't know how many people. But at the same time, everybody that's up here and whatever needs to be aware, they do have permission.
And what will they be doing?
They'll drive up.
Driving through?
Well, yeah, they'll drive vehicles and trailers hauling ATVs to the top end of the ranch. And then there at the, just below the DSR gate where you turn to that other gate going over to Pipeline Gallon Inn and top of the slide, and that takes you to a flat. They'll unload there and then ride up on ATVs and do a Pink Cliff loop on the ATVs, look at some different sites. Guided by this Forest Service guy.
Hot weather between here and there, and ain't gonna make it.
So, yeah, you know, they'll scope it out and if weather won't permit. I mean, it's not our deal at all. But these are the kind of things to cooperate with the Forest Service and stuff, and so we do have their help and understanding of fixing some of these problems. So that was one thing on access, and then just real quick, as we turn back in, Rhodes and Mary's complaint on the well rig. I did talk personally and track down, you know, Richard and talk to him. Yeah, and so Chris is not here, and I talked with Chris, and that kind of road grid was over there at the county equipment. You know, that drill bit's been stuck in there or whatever. He has cut that off, and he thinks the truck will run. And
right.
And I told him, next time I'm up there or ranch people or whoever, it may need to be jump started, or somebody has something big enough like the road grader to hook on and tow it 30 feet through the trees where it's unseeable, just back into the trees there. And Vashana said, somewhere, you know, as long as it's still on Shana's lot, that's where, if it moves off-site, there is some legal ramification. And I said, look, the Division of Water Rights isn't, you know, it had trouble there. You can't come and bring a new rig in to fix it without moving that one. And, again, you know, Richard just getting up here to do it in this pretty thick trees and stuff. But he did say, I will move it. Shauna said, hey, I've been trying to get him to move it. If anybody can get him to move it. So I'm just saying.
I haven't had a meeting with Richard talked
to. Yeah, I talked to Chris about, you know, next time we have the grader over there or something to tow that 50 feet out into the trees where you wouldn't see it, really didn't move it off of their property or off site. You know, it has been a nice store for too long.
I think he was up here this last week and tried to start it, and it's a run on propane, and the propane tank is empty.
I've been told the ranch to donate propane, you know, if
before it can be towed, it has to be collapsed. You can't, I mean, with the
boom. Yeah, so yeah, it has to start running.
Yes, and it wouldn't really, I mean, it would serve some of a purpose to move it, but if it's still standing up, sticking up out of 330 feet
over there.
Mm-hmm. So he had been by there, I thought tracks and stuff, sometime this last week.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed. I already sold that to Alan Steve.
Surprised you didn't
get it out of there.
Surprised you didn't move that fast. Those guys move fast.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
Well, either way, it should be gone before long.
All right.
I appreciate that. I think all of us are going to fly. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's the welcome
fly
sign.
Exactly.
Are we on number 8, agriculture and wildlife?
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. I think. Anything else anybody needs that on the water or the road test? Okay. Moving on. Agriculture and wildlife. Ben.
Any news of Land Doug? Maybe coming in with cattle? Is there a
late May? We can go into the BLM June 10th. So we usually haul in late May and stay here in some of the private water. They're hauling truckload by truckload in.
I wonder if we want to turn that solar pump on over there in the crevice.
June 1st.
Okay.
I mean, we may, now that you've got big, shouldn't be a problem.
It's just one.
They can water, and that's where I think dug up, you know, this pond that they're talking about and stuff. That's like, you know, if you push some of them up there, then that's good year-round flowing spring where the cows can water there and would cover the country better.
I drove up into the well field today, and I monitored you. I saw how green the area is in here within the ranch house. That's some of that seed from last that we planted. That seed is sprouting up really well, and more. There's some barren spots in the well filled where maybe it didn't take the best it could have, but there's it's really starting to come up in green. We really need to get this well filled fenced off.
And to
report on the fencing, I did half of my lot last night up to our place. I think all the fencing we had up last year, I don't think we had snow impact this year to damage. All I saw was problems with the wires being pulled free from the posts on my property on the lower post. So I think in a good note, if I look at that, because some of that wire is some of the oldest wire on the ranch, because that's some of Johnny Brown original wire still we got on our place. It held up through the winter, so I think in a good positive note that we're going to see not too much damage at this start up here. So.
Are we low on water this year? Because on lot 109, when that little guy gives when the water runs off in that spot, last year water ran through that pipe for half the year. It's dry now.
Yeah. And we're still, our snowpack is still down there.
So we're not water running through there at all. Last year it ran for 3 months.
We're low.
Especially southern Utah.
Question then, how are we on the, I know Taylor finished a lot of what he's worked. How far are we on his project of getting in compliance with Doug's lease? How far did Taylor get? Are we through with that part?
No, we still have to do that tie-off stuff on the west side of the meadow.
So did we schedule Taylor already to do that? So he doesn't get overbooked?
I haven't been back in touch with him, but we need to here in April and May.
They won't be available till July. They are working on 24 miles of 8-foot high fence along Highway 89 east, about 24 miles east of Canal.
So they're doing that new burn area, that new chained area they did over there by Bowling.
They're under the gun to finish that project by July 15th. They've got a contract where they'll be fine if they're not done.
So we need to book him for July 16th and get that right away.
We should have been booking him back in.
And that's part of the problem. I'll get it on record and state, and I got in trouble and got yelled at last time, but at the same time, because I've been on this for 3 years, and I say, okay, let's spend this by the end of the year. We had money. We were going to buy product. Taylor had it in his yard. It didn't happen. Last spring, they were going to do it, and it didn't happen. And they're very, he got real upset when we talked about bringing anybody else in. But he committed last fall that before he got on any big jobs that he would have it. If he's booked till July, I'm going to start looking for another contractor. We can't wait till the end of July. At least to tie in some of these things, and there's other fence bills.
But I suggest contacting him first to make sure, because the records of what you've asked for in the past, you never know. They could have a week or two in that time frame that, fine, we'll do that because we promised it. If you can't, we understand, great, but we need to move on.
Right.
So.
No, I will.
Okay, just wanted to ask that, and know where we would sit on that.
As far as the wild elk report, I saw four head of elk coming across off of the point this morning across the road in front of me. And about a half mile after that, we're right before the BLM pond where the road makes it hard. There was 30 head of deer this morning.
We saw deer all over the road this morning.
Oh, awesome.
And I've
turkeys were gobbling.
I, 30, 35 years, I've never seen elk on this property before.
Okay,
all
right.
They're all over. Hold on.
I've never seen them yet. And I don't have anything hanging up either. So. For the record. Okay. Anything else on the agricultural wildlife?
When's the turkey start today?
The
draw hunt started today and runs for 14 days, I believe. And then in May, there's the over-the-counter
tag.
Open.
Do we have any designated hunters that anybody's
for, disease? No, I don't know. This 233.
Yeah.
Raleigh?
Raleigh, that's right.
Mark. Raleigh? Yeah. I think so. I contacted him and found out if he had a draw tag or an over-the-counter tag. He said he was looking to find an over-the-counter tag. And he wanted to take it. Well, here's our policy. As a member, you have
access. Anybody that's not a member has to pay the trespass fee. As we get closer, if you're interested, contact me.
Do we have any word about last fall or right at the end of the year, we were talking about setting up some hunts for some generating some money. Some of the local guys, other than yourself, wanted to set this up as a prime area.
Travis Lowndy out of Glendale is still interested. I talked to him last Saturday night. There was the Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife banquet up at Bryce Canyon Ruby Inn, and he was interested. I mean, they're paying $15,000 for an archery deer tag.
Holy crap!
Which is good, because that is going into the fund, the landowner deer permit fund, that ends up generating
money
that
we draw out of.
Okay, good. But as of right now, nothing. There is no one officially signed up to be a designated Deer Springs deer hunter. I have talked with Clint Meekum. That's a mountain lion hunter. He's been out looking and scouting and looking around. He called me a week and a half ago just to say, hey, you talk to me about your deer spring. Am I okay to go through and look around? I said, that's fine. You can do it with a hunter. There's a trespass fee. Clint lives in Canap, and he's from the office.
Hey, Tammy. Tammy Levitt asked me to mention in the under the record today that she's got a big lion on her property. 239.
There's
a lion
around.
Yeah. It's a lion.
Big lion.
Last Saturday, a mother bear and her two cubs crossed the road right by that your landmark, the drill rig, and went up through there, and so the bears are.
Yep.
Out and about and around, and
right.
Other than Larry Bear, the family is still roaming the
neighborhood.
Anything else underneath the agriculture or wild that being built for us to throw in? I think Ben's already done his comment. I don't see any other notes on his thing. All right, then nothing from the membership for the board. We'll move on to water resource and management. Dale, anything new there?
Yes, we've met with the state engineer on water rights, met with the geologist on evaluating well sites, and the main thing that I was interested in is we met with the state engineer was the possibility of refiling the for Leaf Spring. Years ago, Leaf Spring had a small water filing on it for 500 head of livestock with 29 other springs, and so it really had no volume, no value at all. We filed on Leaf Spring for irrigation and for 20 homes, and people and money and whatever else that was never proved up on. The paperwork is still here on Leaf Spring and what was done, who did it, and the conversation between Deer Springs and the state is here in the file. Meeting with the engineers, we realize that this is outdated and inactive. But he said there's a possibility you can refile. This would be a bigger water right. The area is open for small water filings, and that's the kind of filing that Jody and two or three others made on that spring were the small individual water filing. The larger filing that Deer Springs did on it has been inactive, but the state engineer said there's a possibility that they could open that back up and might be able to approve that old filing. If we could, that would be a marvelous blessing to the ranch. I'd be happy to turn over these records to someone who may want to take and carry that responsibility of getting leaf spring fully developed for the use of those 20 lots in that area and any other use that DSROA may have in the 200 or 300 acres that they still hold in that area. But I think it needs to be a cooperative area sponsored and the leadership by the ranch, not the individual lot owners who filed on the spring, but to develop it under this old filing. And if we could possibly get the state to reopen this and take the work that was done and documented years ago and move forward to prove up on it on that basis, it would be a marvelous water source for Deer Springs.
Well, just to mention that, what that is a critical thing on the grazing. Last year we even made motion and asked Doug to get all the cattle out of the well field and out of the ranch house area. You know, they've been in here, to move above that cattle guard above Half Moon, and but no water means no cows are going to stay there. And so we went, Brent worked on it some, banging on the pipe. That one tub was half full within a week. Then it was bone dry. I mean, we couldn't get any water. So to get this filed and get it improved where, you know, for the cat, for the members' use and benefit that have lots in that area, but also at least to still have a permanent access watering hole for the grazing.
For livestock and wildlife.
Well, yeah, we still have the livestock permit. That's still active. The permit you're talking about, the water application, was lapsed a few years ago, many years ago.
No, the livestock water right was only for, I think, 5 acre feet across the entire ranch. There's probably 20 filings.
It was good for 500 cattle, up to 500 cattle.
But
and that's the one, that one's still in place, but the... When we went back, I guess, I don't know what year it was gone back over to introduce the, you know, use for domestic use at that time. That was, that application has lapsed since then. But, just a couple facts about leaf springs that I don't even know that if you're aware of or how long ago it's been since you've taken water quality quantity from there. It's only producing about a gallon per minute. Not a lot of water.
Part of that's our fault.
Yeah. Well, it might produce more once it's developed, but right now it's 1 to 1.5 gallon of water, so we're talking 2 acre feet to split between 20. And I did that survey, what, how many years ago? 4 years ago?
Yeah, and that's where I don't know what comes first, the filing or the improvement, or do we still have an active enough filing under Jody thing and something they did to go in and try to improve the spring and then reactivate this to try and, you know, enlarge it to the quantity that was filed on originally. Or, again, if we could perfect this, even if we can't get that much water out of it, we still have right to more water than we could actually squeeze out of it. It doesn't hurt us. We know that it won't produce probably as much as they originally filed on, but we do know that it probably will produce more than was filed on when you... Jody and a couple of the lot owners filed on it. And there is
more than, well, you know, in September I measured it, it was 1 gallon per minute. That was 2009. Later on I went back and did it. Now, I didn't write what month it was, but it was sometime after snowfall and rain.
Well, but again, that was
a gallon and a half.
That was
just comes out over a 50-foot area there.
There was measurements on it 10, 15 years ago that were substantially more than that.
No, it was
a little bit bigger area than that.
Back then it was 0.0865.
I remember.
Which is less than one. So, we're not talking a lot of water, but yeah, if you capture it, you'd have more water.
Well, that thing is still, you know, Mark's worked on it, and we've all talked about it's got to be done carefully or we'll lose the whole thing.
We could. And I did, at that time too, I took it to the state engineering firm or our local company to do that, what they thought was their good ballpark estimate on to produce that spring there was $889,000. We could do it for less than that. However, if it's going to be a public water source, you don't.
Well, I don't know that we're
public water source.
Yeah, I don't know that we're ever looking at...
Well, if you're supplying to 20 lots, anything over 16 has to be a public water source.
Yeah, I don't think there's water there for public.
I don't think so either.
If we got 10 or 15, we, you know, then we'd still be under it. So I think to not worry about that, but to do what we can to improve the spring to the best of its ability.
Well, and I think someone was up there a while ago. I remember who was up there and said that, you know how the spring... Those pipes are laid on the ground so that it comes through the pipe and goes into the tank, that it wasn't even hitting the tank anymore. So all that water is just going on the ground through the tank for the cattle.
Well, and the pipes were apart and they were crudded full and all
so
of that has been
mainly
wired together.
And the cows are right in the middle of the spring.
So they're not fenced off of the spring. They can't, you can't have,
so
you can't have them fenced off the area.
What are you thinking that we need to do on that?
I think somebody needs to take this, work with the state engineer on trying to activate it, but at the same time have in place funding or people that, regardless of what happens, a livestock type fence needs to be around that spring.
Yeah.
No question, any decency would be that a good fence needs to be around the spring.
We've talked about these big water systems, one that they all have offered to fund and different things because it's outside of our budget and most of our mental grasp. Leaf Spring is one that, if we had that permission to at least work on getting it fenced off, getting a small Traco or, you know, or one of the small thing or hand shovel, whatever, to get in there very gently and get that re-piped and re-graveled and get a perforated pipe to capture every drop we can out of it is something we should do and something we could do this year. We could, yeah.
And something like that, I think, not $800,000, but I think for $10,000, marvelous change could be made.
Mm-hmm.
To make late leaf spring a valuable asset.
I think you should put out a lot.
Or for people.
For
people.
Okay, for $10,000, it's going to be not a proper water system for that. For what you're talking about. And you've got
your choice. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
If we do it ourselves, but you know, by the time we fence it and get in and put in the proper capture system in the spring and let it heal over and run that in an underground PVC pipe, not baling wire together to the bottom of the hill, then it's going to run at least for wildlife and the livestock now. To take it from there to Jody's lot or anybody else's is going to be additional cost.
Sure is.
But to develop the spring, Jody, you don't think that that can be done? Or,
oh, no, I don't.
And there's no part of that. But there's no part of that that needs to be different for cattle or...
If you do that, you're at least utilizing that water and capturing that water right.
Four other lot owners over there that want the water, that have wanted it for years, they still have permits for that and have the priority water rights for it.
Right.
So that would all have to be considered. So I'm all for the getting the pipes in to fix up for the cattle and getting that fence up.
Right.
And I think if we talk about developing a water system, we take it to the water committee and take it from there and see where we go with it. Because a lot needs to be discussed about that. A lot
well,
needs to be planned.
At least like they'll say, we take it and it captures the permit that's expired, as you mentioned here, and start to get some of the water value out of that and start to utilize it. Because if you're going to get the water right on that, they're going to say, are you using it? Whether we say we're using it for drinking down the line,
right?
It doesn't matter. We have to be using it, or the state will take that water right.
No, they won't take it away. They can't take it away. It's a diligent.
But from the bottom of the hill to a lot, how that pipe is laid and everything has to meet state standards to meet drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
But the spring development getting to the bottom of the hill is the same, whether it's for a deer to drink or a human to drink.
Well, there's several requirements that has to be done at the spring itself.
For human consumption.
But for...
Yeah, capture that. It's coming out all over the side of the hill. So, and someone told me, I guess when the engineering firm that came out looked at it, when I had it looked at, was saying that these are more difficult than just your straight in the ground spring.
Yeah.
Because you could, if you go into that spring and you do it wrong, you could damage the whole thing forever. And it's
short distance, so the whole cattle out.
So it's something a little bit touchy. So I think that's part where the water committee would come in and doing the research.
I remember doing that with Larry.
So,
Rose.
Rose, yeah. He did the back road after the show. Somebody want to take on that?
I make a motion that Dale is the water resource chairman. Take action to move forward with that.
I don't think that I think the contention and the aggravation over there, somebody else needs to.
He got it as part of the water committee
unless the water committee worked it.
We do have
a water committee, and so I don't understand why that comment was even made before. We've had a water committee for 2 years now. The water committee has not changed. Dale's on the water committee. Robert Allen's on the water committee. I'm on the water committee, and Dan Screen's on the water committee.
Well, we still have to find a way. I mean, the way that it's always been, since I was president of Deer Springs, then, you know, I assigned out each board member was the chairman of a committee and put on the committee for a lot of it who they wanted and could work with. And there's been a continued resistance or friction between, you know, and we've gone back and forth. And the only thing on this water committee, the only thing is, the membership at large is the one suffering, because if Dale's the chairman of the water committee, he won't work with, or the members of the committee won't work with Dale as the chairman, nothing's happening and we're all suffering. Mm-hmm. So that's where I don't know. Dale, if you're saying you won't take it, we have no choice but to give it to somebody who will take it, because I think anybody doing anything is better than everybody doing nothing.
I'll take it.
What's that? Well, Vance is on the water committee, and Jody and Vance and Dale and I met a couple of times as the water committee when we were working on some of that.
Well, I don't want Dale off of the water committee, but why can't you have a subcommittee? She's already volunteered to be the subcommittee, and...
Well, she has, you know, Jody has put...
She has a vested interest.
She has, right. Jody has put the most time of that spring and has more history on that specific area with the neighbors that have already put money into it and everything. And so I don't think that there's a problem with that, and that's where I'm wondering if Dale, with the background and the paperwork, would you be willing to work on some of the
I'd love to, Ben, but I'm not going to put up with a lot of arguing and contention.
Well,
then it needs to move on and have like a subcommittee, and then and you can have input, but at least it can move on from here.
Well, that's where Jody and them can do a lot of the committee work and help, and then when we get to the point of doing
it. Concentrated area. I mean, there's more than one water area.
Right, and that's where some of the others that, yeah, Jody and Amanda show the water area.
I just think all the water needs to be combined on one committee to keep. Once you start knowing the water, you start knowing the water. There's no reason to have... And we don't have that much participation to have that many people.
Well, whatever we have already as a board approved, some, you know, whatever has been approved for Dale to do on Meadow Canyon. Can this be this is a 2013 project, and try to find common ground to focus on one project without a lot of...
I agree.
And be successful.
I'd be happy to share that.
I mean, I'd be happy to sit down with anybody and say, if you will fight just to be right and lose you the water right, I don't care if it's Jody as a board member and a committee member, or Dale as the chairman, or Vance Green as a conservative, everyone is going to lose. And it's just, it's completely petty.
Well, the water committee doesn't deal with Johnny Brown. We have our own water committee. We deal with our own.
We'll talk about that on the recording.
We're water.
So, like, my other question would be, you know, we've tried to work through these water committee issues for a couple of years, and we don't get very far. And you've been given some permission to do some shutting on Meadow Canyon Springs for the last 2 years. Nothing's been done with it. Why are we proposing a new one when Meadow Canyon Springs is still out there?
But Meadow Canyon Springs was proposed as a Clarkson investment project. I don't think that that needs to confuse us at all. I don't think that we can get the highest and best use out of Lee Spring without Dale's memory and experience and trying to press the water division that we do have a historic claim to more than the four members who filed on it.
So we should, we need to go back and sit with it. And if you're going to do that,
we're on that. And that was partially poor leadership maybe on my part. It was during the time
Larry was president.
During the time I was president, Larry Murphy and Joe McElroy, I think that was about the time that you bought or came in. I didn't know you were involved at all at that time. But they came to the board and asked permission to just kind of what we're talking about now. Understand, study, figure out, and make improvements to the spring. Well, they took that as we've been given permission to do what we want on the spring, which is great for you or Larry or Justin or Joel, but that's a Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association asset that benefits the cattle grazing and potentially whatever else all of the rest of us as members have in mind or in the future or has been in the mind in the past. And so by not studying it and seeing what's the history, what can we do, and just filing personal files, I mean, in my opinion, that's wrong for any one of us as individuals to go and file on
a common water source.
I understand that. And we do. We understand that.
And I think after the fact, that was all kind of brought out, and that's why your three filings or four, whatever there is, have kind of just been backed off and let dormant. But now it's still a position where there's not enough water for 300 lots to use.
There's not enough water for 20 to use.
But there is water that can go toward.
Here's the point I was thinking. I think Kathy said something over here, too, but. Well, there could be. Didn't you say there could be more than one committee?
No, that's
fair. Let me rephrase something I was just thinking about. Jody's interest in Leaf Spring is because that's really close to her property, and that area over there. I think there should, and that would be their biggest concern. The people up in West Crawford or East Crawford could be together, and they know their water things up there. Just the same as people can know their own thing in Johnny Brown, whether it's the people over in Slide Canyon. I think those people there would have more interest for their own group and their own areas. Like I said, whether it's the people at the ranch house area or all these different rest of the areas.
I
don't think Jody's going to have as much concern as the need for us to. Slide Canyon
right.
Or
others. I've been in the middle of all of these. It doesn't matter where it is on the ranch. Jody does have an interest and a strong desire to learn and know it. Whether you tell him not to or not, and Vance Green is not on the board of directors, whether he's on water committee or not, Vance is smart enough and technically advanced enough, he follows it. It's a matter of public record. You change a water right in Cedar City Division of Water Right, Vance Green knows. He's going to track that, and that's his right. So there's been some of these that have been big enough that we couldn't find enough common ground. This one is one that what Dale wants to do and what Jody wants to do is very, very, 99% the exact same. So I think to authorize the water resource budget, what we've budgeted, or if we later in the year don't do some projects and we juggle more money, if we've actually made some progress where we can put some work into that and then get to a point where Jody and maybe even squeeze a little work out of Brent money spent in that area, even though it's already independently watered.
Well,
it would be nice to see that come together and then finally have something there because, yeah, we've all wasted a lot of time on talk and water and still have nothing to show for it. Meanwhile, put on Bob still drinking all he wants. And so that's where it's still that fine line between arguing and doing it right or just being able to flush the toilet and not anywhere came
well,
from. I don't care.
Again, it's all stuff that could be worked if everybody gets together to work on it. And we have the same rules for everybody. We had rules when we were told that, no, you guys can't do that. And we understood that. And then you need to plan. We planned and planned. Got everything down to probably 1,000 GPS points from that spring over to the bottom of my lot line because we were thinking tank on top of hill. But things have got to be consistent when we're talking about the water. If we're going to do one way one place, you get the same rules for the next place. So whichever
the state has the same rules
correct.
For each place.
Correct. So in order to do that state one, those are the things that we are looking at.
Yes,
to do it the state
of
the
it was
But anyway, it's stuff that can be worked on the water committee meetings, so we don't take up board time to do that.
So I think to get together and do that. Is there a better way that, I mean, the most active has been you and Jody and Vance Green and Bob Allen, you know, that have met before on some of these others, but to get back on this and...
Yeah,
and do that. You'll do it if there's not a lot of resistance. And Jody?
I'll do them after there's resistance. I don't care.
I'll
do it either way.
Can you restrain resistance unless it's warranted, like,
well,
double?
It just all depends on how it comes to the table, honey. That's all I can say.
Well, I think let's between now and the next meeting or something, if we can get a thing, because like I said, there's a lot of things that...
We have...
Still, it's just the difference of, you know, people accuse Dale of hiding information because he didn't scan and put it on Vance's website.
No, that's not why.
Well, it is. I've been there before.
Way more.
Dale didn't know how to scan or put something on the website. Not that he won't.
You know, we reach a point,
it.
We do the negotiations and we reach a point where Dale doesn't want to play anymore. He doesn't want to play with anybody.
He gets frustrated and then he just... It's not worth it. Shut down.
But we still talk, even though he shuts it down and don't want to talk anymore. We still talk about two more years.
Yeah.
So
I know where I'm going. I'm going there, and things are going on. I'm just not telling Jody everything that I do.
You're not reporting to the board or the water committee everything you're doing too, but you're supposed to.
Well,
so
I'm happy.
So if Dale will play more better. If we get more communication from you, I will be happy to work with you. You know I always am. Yes, I am. I'm always happy to work with you.
I have a question tonight.
I will move on.
My question is the Half Moon Well.
Yeah.
We have a water right in it, don't we?
28 acre feet. Big one.
Why aren't we investing $1,500 to put a solar pump in there and just start pumping into a stock tank?
Kadoocha.
Where it's simple and there's water there. In fact, the AC pump that's in there works.
Sure.
We tested it a few years ago. But I don't necessarily recommend we put that over there. That's the first question. The other question is this. The other argument is this. I'm getting older, folks. Every single minute I start arguing
there.
This is when I could be doing something else. Gathering wood. Anyway, my point is this. Let's start. I know it's hard, but we're going to have to do a reset, a mind reset. Dale, from this point on, if you have expertise, share it with us. We, Jody, myself, and I'm as big a critic of Dale as anyone, you all know it, but rather than just criticize, if we ask the right questions, and Dale gives us the answers to them, then let's move with this. A lot of this discussion that we have in these board meetings simply goes around and around and around and around and around, and we come right back at the same point.
Mm-hmm.
We're a dog chasing our tail. And you know, and that's fine. That's fun to watch.
I don't want to do that anymore.
And you shouldn't want to do that anymore. Because, look, we've got leaf spring. Let's find out what we can do with it. If, you know, let's get the documentation out there. We got all these other water projects going on, some private projects, some cooperative projects, and you know, they're all water sources that we all own, you know, or with the exception of the private ones. My thing is we're wasting a lot of time just going in circles. So let's do a reset in our thinking and start sharing information back and forth. How we do that, if we have to change people on these committees so there's a little better cooperation, we do it.
Well, whatever. As a board member, I make a motion that Dale, as the chairman of the water board, move forward on the exploration and a plan of action for leaf spring to meet state standards. That's going to be some, including rough budget, how much is sweat equity we can get members. You know, that one that is going to be mostly sweat equity to get in there and dig it and stuff isn't a huge amount of cost and isn't anything that we should be spending very much money with any engineers on.
if we do it right.
Again, we're doing the same thing we did on the Upper Meadow Canyon Spring. Same permission, nothing done.
I'm making that motion.
I make the motion that we take this to the Water Committee and have it discussed again.
Well, that's where I have to disagree. Because, Jody, on my committee, if I can't, and I'm not blaming anybody, but if I can't work with somebody on my committee, then they can't be on my committee.
You're the only one on your committee.
I know, well, that's why. Nobody's willing to work with me. But I'm just saying, a person gets confused as counselors, and if they can't work with them, then...
It's another one.
You know, idiot.
So we have a Water Committee that will work together, but Dale's the one that won't work with us, so you're going to put Dale in charge of working this out, because he can't go along with three of us.
In my opinion, some of these... The only way that Lee Spring will be developed with the history is for Dale to do it.
Yeah. I heard Dale say that fact. I am working. I plan on working with everybody. Is that what I've heard?
Candy, I will. Going back to Brent, I write some email, not very many, but I say, here's the six things that I understand and recommend. Within an hour, I get a letter from Jody saying, I disagree with that, I disagree with this, you're a liar, I disagree with you. And if the board continues to allow that to happen, I'm going to stop writing even the three or four emails that I write.
But you just told us that you're willing to move on.
Well, that's what I think. My motion is that Dale, as the chairman, moves forward. He can share with the Water Committee. He can input and ask new people to be on the Water Committee. As long as he reports to the Board of Directors as a whole, he is authorized to oversee that, especially as a 2013 project on Lee Spring, that we move forward.
And this is a start.
And I do think that Jody will be cooperative and wants to help. But the communication, I've seen it on both sides, it sometimes she's trying to be helpful, but you take an offensive, or sometimes she's asking a question that you think is a dumb question, but there is no such thing as a dumb question. She's asking because she doesn't know.
Well, as you understand that my main purpose here is to keep it fair between the membership all the time, no matter which water place it is, to keep the asset of your membership within the membership and keep it fair to every lot owner.
All the board members have that same goal.
Right.
I have not seen that.
The whole board are looking out for the
membership. And I'll go on the record again. I would rather, in 5 years from now, have something done that maybe was only
90%
fair than nothing done that would make sure 100%
fair. How about 20% fair?
All right, there is a motion on the floor. Is there any more discussion? Take a vote.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I'm opposed.
That is all on record.
I make another motion. As a de facto, Brent Fulmer is a member of all committees. I would like to see if Brent, if you'll come up with some numbers on whatever we need for the solar and the pump on. That is a high priority. Under agriculture, if we can get a bottom dollar just like you did out on the gravel pit, I talked about the bison pump that I researched. They're a little bit more money, but the transfer from hand pump to the solar apparatus,
cool.
It's incredible technology, where you can hand pump and drop from 300-400 feet deep, or unbolt it and put a solar pump on it in 20 minutes. We need to look into that. But will you get something so that we could have water into a tank out of Lee Spring,
I'll
put a couple of, I'll put a couple different.
Screens. We have some troughs we can use right now, don't we? I think we do.
I'll second that motion.
You made that motion. He seconded. I second that motion. All in favor of him? Go ahead and move forward on this thing.
I need to know the motion first.
Okay. My
motion.
Motion is, I'm restating for you. My motion is that Brent Fulmer take the assignment to give us a price on a functioning, low. Solar pump, and also consult with Dale on the cost of the windmill. Like I said, if the windmill can be up and running cheaper than putting the solar, there's no reason that's not in here. Yeah, that windmill could be maybe repaired from
you
the
door.
That was known.
Did you guys have a half moon?
Yeah, the half moon. Okay, that was motion by Ben. I seconded that motion. Brent did accept the assignment for that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it's unanimous. Moving forward.
Can I have an addition to that? Can we look at a time frame?
I'll have a week.
And report to the board and
Ready for the next meeting coming out. I'm drunk
with power. Okay. Anything else on this water thing before we anything else we can add and beat on this thing for that?
Why is the water committee limited to these four people?
There's only people that volunteer to do it.
That's where the stalemate has to break. It's been going on for 2 or 3 years.
What's not stalemate?
Mark is the president. I'm the vice president. If Mark doesn't do it, I'm going to have to say committees are run by the chairman, and the chairman has to be able to cooperate with somebody. And if there are people that cannot cooperate, they're kicked off the committee.
I think there is talent and ability in the membership. It does not need to be board members that are solely on the committee. So if somebody that knows, like Larry Clarkson, Dodo Bird,
anybody can be on the water committee. It's just not board members. It's just a board member has to chair the committee, but anybody can be on the committee.
Well, but they're not stepping forward.
No, we haven't.
Asking them, and I'm asking.
Well, let me go back here. Not to repeat a dead horse, like Candy says, because we've been through this and stuff. We put together a water committee. We put, I think, 6 people on it. We did that based off of a letter written by Dale Clarkson, and he said, I recommend you form a water committee and put these 6 people on it.
That's right.
And we put every one of the people he asked for on it. And here we are 2 years later fighting because it still didn't work. And so all of it is a game of immaturity.
That was 3 years ago, but when I got on the board 2 years ago, we had no water committee, and I had to push for a year to finally get a water committee.
Well, I already volunteered to be on the water committee. I was on the board when Jody, sitting in this room, made her pitch for Leaf Springs. She had photographs. She had the alignment for the thing. And that's when she said to the board, if you won't let me do it, and we shot her down. She said, then I at least want to be in the water committee and start understanding and learning this. If, you know, and so she has put in a lot of time, and I give her credit for that. But we also have to make it so if it's just a conflict of personalities, the other 398 members aren't.
Okay, well, let me add something back here, not to beat the horse here. But if we have a water committee of 4 people, and you're saying, you know, we have it's never been about that. 3 people on the water committee think it should go one direction and think this is the logical course of action, where we have one that doesn't, and that's where the conflict comes in. And we can't ever seem to, we try and try and try for 2 years to work to get that conflict resolved, and we can't get there. So why would we put this one person with conflict in that position to keep it being, even though we do this and you approve that motion, you know what's still going to happen. So how can we get...
That's why my motion, and if it's supported by the board the way it was, they'll have veto power. It's the same as, you know, Dirk Clayson or somebody in Kane County Commission. They have a lot of committees. Those committees are advisory committees. You can study it all you want. You come in. The commission still may take it, or they may say, thanks for your input. We're going a different direction, and they completely you. They are an advisory, not a binding committee.
I understand that. I will second that.
I think if we could make it some time for a while, because that's where we get into. I know what pushes Dale's buttons, and I think there's sometimes what you either criticize or disagree or just ask questions, which you have the right to do. You were not in the wrong to ask some of those questions.
No, I know that.
But it still irritated Dale. If we just were silent on some of these for a year and got through one of these projects, I think that Dale would know that you have genuine interest and you're not just trying to pick at him. And I think that you would learn a lot of things and respect and say, Now I understand why Dale was doing that now that we've been through the process. We still just have never been through the process one time.
We have not got an agreeable process.
Yeah, that's what I think. So LEAP is a small enough but a vital enough one to go through that. And if in order to go forward, we have to go to supporting this. Dale as chairman has veto power to share whatever he wants or withhold whatever he wants from a committee as long as he reports to the board.
All right. Before we vote on this, we started with Dale saying someone should take the LEAP Spring project. Why doesn't he delegate the president and have Jody do it and her people, whatever expertise he has to share, whatever file he has, he does it. Now it's Jody that handles it, and she sinks or swims.
Well, that's what I tried to say before. If he would do the file,
or she studies this for the next 5 years, determine it's $100,000. The four lot owners can't come up with it. We're right back to where we were before. But at least Dale is not the one that's going to delegate. I mean, he's not going to delegate. He's not the one that's going to pick
up. That was my
on his water.
When I said on it before, I had
just give it to Jody.
If Dale would take his file, but if Dale would take his file and his knowledge and work with the state to revitalize that,
let Jody
and the committee help work on, arranging
the thing. I think the big question here is what happens.
But look at him and ask him what he'll do.
But I think that Jody and Vance probably want to work directly with the state engineer. I don't need to be involved.
And let them, because what happens here is, for me, the bigger project here is the Meadow Springs project. What happens to that? Because Dale's distracted doing something that Jody's already said she's willing to do.
Right.
Dale's already said he's willing to let someone else do it, and we're done with a dead horse. All right.
So are you willing then to modify our motion that as chairman, you're going to continue to work on Meadow Canyon stuff, that you will delegate to Jody as another board member and the water committee to study out and move forward with LEAP Spring and ask you some questions on some of this history to try to get it. And Jody now understands it can't be for four lot owners. It's got to be for
15.
The max we can get and still protect DSROA's interests.
I'd be happy to work with her on this.
All in favor?
Any opposed? Give me wording.
It is unanimous.
Okay, one other quick observation. The average age in this room is like 65. Now, if Mary left, it would drop to like maybe 40.
Oh, no!
Okay.
I don't
know how this last time, folks.
And I thought surgery would take care of that.
I just need wording on that last motion, please, for the record.
What was your motion, Ben? Well, it was Dale is delegating the spring project to Jody and the water committee to take the lead on that. He will act as a advisor on it.
Well, not necessarily the water committee, whoever she wants to help her.
Well, but that's who she's always talked about, is those that have already put in time and invested time and are willing and wanting to learn.
Anybody's welcome. Come on.
Well, me and you and Vance and Bob Allen are the only ones that have really been there, other than Bill Hall has done some stuff in, getting more over in his neck of the woods. So I think on that middle run.
All right.
So there's movement.
So we've got a movement. Or anything else need to be at this point in this meeting to be added onto the water today?
Let's move on.
Hey, let's move on.
Wait a minute, Jody. If nothing happens, instead of beating the dead horse, we beat you, okay?
No, Dave, I like that.
Okay, here we go. Anybody know anything? Okay, I think Ben has something on for Shauna for ranch activities.
Well, that was the Amazing Earth Fest activity. We're gonna have 70 events. We are gonna allow and have them stage at Deer Springs on that Forest Service tour.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody else?
I do have something on that.
It's a week long program.
As far as ranch activities, maybe Shauna's focus could be in a different direction.
I tried to print those off for you.
It's okay.
Okay.
7% were in favor of the Ranch Olympics.
That's a lost one.
No, not a lot of interest there. We were the Ranch Olympics last time, and it was fun. But because of, I mean, she's promoted cow drivers, we're getting into these things in the survey. But if Ranch Olympics dies, then it's maybe it's service time. One comment on the barbecue. So anyway, when we get into the survey, we'll get in. And I'll go as quickly as I can through the survey and just highlight some things.
Okay.
That's all I had.
Okay. Anything else from the board? And if not, anything else from the membership on any other ranch activities before we move forward?
Is that number 11? Did we do
that? That's number 10. That's ranch activities.
Number 10. Okay.
Okay. Then moving forward, the facilities, cab maintenance, Dave. Your area.
We're going to talk about that a little bit.
Can I make one comment?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just curious. You know, because you kind of brought that up, and I missed part of it, so I still was off. But I don't know if everybody in the room, when I think ranch activities, I come up here to get away from everybody. If I wanted to do activities, I'd go to the park in Canabas for the July.
Amen to that.
I would like to see Shauna's position in the country cattle drive and ranch and having gatherings. If she spent her time and her budget on a frisbee golf course, on shoot equipment, stuff that when I come with me and my four kids, we could go out and do a frisbee golf course out in the flat here or something. That's an activity I'm going to do with the people I choose, not keep trying to schedule and put so much effort in getting people up here that don't show up anyway to most of them.
I like that
idea. Exactly.
I like that.
She's building facilities and coordinating things, even if it's some geocaching with the GPS, you know, kind of thing. But activities, people come to the ranch, but then they do as their family. Now, your family may be a husband and wife. It may be a family reunion of 50, whatever. But then there's some things to do. But she helps put that together instead of all this. I'm going to cook pancakes if everybody shows up because she has to eat them herself.
That's right. Non-event activity.
Yeah, it's more activity.
So the only problem with those ranch activities, my whole family was here for those ranch activities. But things got waylaid by 2-3 hours and we're out here waiting and nothing happened.
I enjoy the annual meeting.
So,
you know, I'll see everybody and stuff the annual meeting. That's about as much as I want to see that big of a group.
Yeah. I'm not thinking I'm going to say that's as much as I want
to see. I like that.
I mean, do we have a functional horseshoe pit?
Yeah.
Not really. We've moved a few things.
Right.
We talked about just frisbee golf course. I just thought that right now you can buy the actual nice made ones at Costco. So to buy 9 of those, put them out in the flat, you know what they are. To throw a frisbee. One time I bought a trigger pole skeet thrower where over the bank here we could throw skeet and with shotgun shoot skeet or something that you could check out from the store, take out into
the desert. Make activities available at the ranch for the families.
Exactly. But then you check it out. If it's 2 or 20, you go and have fun for a few hours.
Yeah. You can check out the skeet shooter tool, and you could buy some box of skeet there if you forgot to bring yours.
Well, and then you try to shoot the frisbees of the frisbee guys.
So how much money is in the budget that we could look at to say this is how we're going to start?
You've got somebody we could juggle them. Sean is not here, but that a few times, that's where I think that board member's focus should be.
Yeah, I like that, Ben. And I agree.
That's really, really good thought. Really good
and
thought.
Just some of those ideas, Linda, that I have just put in so we can, and if, you know, any other members want to volunteer $15-$20 towards this program to make it available and checkout system, whatever we have, in a newsletter, we should state that if the board is willing to do this.
Rattlesnake geocaching.
Okay, and that is an awesome thing to put up here, geocaching. Everybody can participate, and everybody can add to the boxes and go out there and put up a geocaching all over the place. That'd be so much fun.
That is one of the best ideas I've heard in any of these meetings in a very long time.
Okay, did we make this a motion to have her change her scope?
It doesn't need a motion.
Doesn't need it?
We didn't need to communicate that.
Yeah, I will.
Start to encourage.
Okay, let's do that.
I will.
Let's do that. Okay, we're moving on then. Let's move forward. out of the ranch activities, goes into Davie with facility cabin maintenance. You have some items there.
We've got to get close to a report from Chris probably on something or what. I don't know if we need the report right now, but we need to get the cabin leak proof right now. I think it's a critical
thing. Yeah, we've got water control.
And my question would be, because of manager turnover, on-site turnover, is there some documentation that we need to do to improve this so that we don't have to replace the pipes every season?
Well, did we ever get the big air compressor?
Here's what happened to me last year. I'm having problems right now with the garden cabin and the store. I took way too long. It was the end of November. Maybe in the end of December, I had Ron Benson show up. He's on lot 2 something, clear up the top. He got snowed out. I asked him to stay here for, it was like 2 years.
That's fine.
I told him, if he's going to stay in this garden cabin, the door's open, he's got to keep the fire going. He didn't do that. I've got water leaks up there in the cabin because these doors were all shut. Pipes broke. I have a broken pipe over here is what I discovered this morning. That same night that I shut this, I allowed him to stay here. I said, look, it's going to be a dry cabin. I shut this place down. I took the compressor. I blew these lines out. It's snowing. It's freezing. Water pipes are already freezing. I crawled up in here with a salamander heater. I laid up in there to make sure that the... Anyway, to make a long story short, it was during the middle of the winter when I shut this place down. Wrong time. I got water leaks. I got a water leak in the... store. But as far as the rest of the system, I turned cabin 7 on online. I had some people come 4 days ago. Everything was fine. So as far as the rest of the system, I'm 99% sure that we've got the lines going out. Everything's going to be fine. But I can't make a report right now. Right now, I have water leaks in the garden cabin and in the store. And as the rest of the cabins would come up online, that's when I can make that report. I sent out an email 3 weeks ago that I wanted to do this. 3 weeks ago, I got a return email. Don't worry about this till May 1st. Didn't make sense to me, but that's where we're at.
We need to watch who we allow to come in for our reservations or even if they just buy a piece of property. I don't remember the story on that individual, but... when I arrived on the ranch house that day, I was here that weekend that he was here. Here's this guy. He's freezing cold outside. He's acclimatizing.
He was
a big sized guy, and he's running around out here with snow on the ground, everything else without a shirt on. I mean.
He was very disruptive. He was like my shadow. He followed me on.
Yeah.
Everywhere around.
Yeah.
I
can't
make
it. You do that when you're showering Larry. Showering Brad.
You mean Kurt? I finally hurt his feelings enough and sent him off crying.
He just purchased a lot of that time.
You know, and Tim said, like,
we need to make rules. We're shut down, we're shut down.
So that's one of the big problems. And people don't realize how difficult it is to try to accommodate somebody who just shows up.
And also, Ron is saying, Ron Benson, he showed up here maybe a month ago. I had to let him stay in the ranch house. I didn't have to, but the guy showed up here
too.
But, I mean, that's just kind of where I'm at, you know.
We need to remedy that. And there has been time to get a better clarification for next winter. When things are winterized, the cow pallet and laundry room, you can sleep on the dirty laundry. somewhere, but we're not talking and causing a lot of extra work and cost and money.
That's just that's where we're at right now, because I allowed him to stay here those 2 weeks, which is my fault. I've got broken water lines.
So,
too late in the season for a non...
So here's my point. As far as cabin maintenance, because that's my area, and I don't have much of the budget, and it gets spent fixing stuff. So we have a porta potty here. No showers are available. There's no water. Don't use the toilet. No shower from whatever the day is to whatever the day is. Period. We would be money ahead if we had that porta potty service instead of... the alternative.
Build an outhouse. Why aren't we building an outhouse instead of composting? Compost toilet?
I know.
What about an outhouse with a compost toilet in? So they never have to come empty it and stuff, and it's ours, and we don't have to pay for it?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, and I like the idea.
The old wooden one.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I was also recommending it there. Okay, on this day, May 1st, the cabin's open. Nothing before May 1st, because that is the time that we're going to be turning these things on. We're going to get the water leak fixed. May 1st, I don't want a bunch of people showing up and then have the grass scatter. You're fixing the water lines. I mean, these things should be done before May 1st. You should be turning water lines on.
People don't come into the cabins until May 15th. So
I had a guy in the cabin here last week. So
That's 7 and 8, and they've been made to be
used. Here's the balance that Linda is talking about. If we turn the water on too soon, we have hard freezes.
Yeah.
Even though we think it's almost gone.
Okay.
Well, that's the problem that we have. But you could fix the pipes now. You could blow the lines again and not run water until we are ready to open.
Right.
That's what needs to happen. So my budget doesn't go down the tube every single time we have to fix pipes.
Yeah.
Okay. And can we go on?
Yes, please.
The four corners on the pavilion haven't been marked.
Total dead issue.
Okay. Right.
Move on.
So that's going to come up in the survey. So here we go with the survey. Very quickly, as quickly as possible. It will be made public. I don't know what happened. I waited to the last minute, because I had surveys trickling in until yesterday. I had someone. So here are my notes. Some felt the survey questions were too limiting, so they responded via email, and some printed the survey. So there are a few extras, which is fine. I found out the hard way you can't do a perfect survey, and I, of course, knew that to begin with. There were questions as far as, Linda, how many emails are there?
I think I got five.
No. Okay, you got five responses.
Yeah.
Right?
And I forwarded them all to you.
Good. And then, how many member email addresses are there?
How many did you send out?
Oh, okay. That I can't give you a figure on.
Just guess. Is it 100 or is it 150?
I would guess somewhere around 100.
Okay. So we have 70 responses, 100 addresses, and there may be 200 total members of DSROA. Is that?
Yeah, that's correct.
206, something like that.
So we only got it out to half the people. I recognize what it's worth.
That's normal. Actually better than normal.
That's still a better turnout in the survey than
we've ever had. Anyone that commented, negative or positive or whatever, I'm thrilled. So, because the whole thing was the input. And why people don't call people on the board, why people don't email, I don't know, but we made the invitation for them to respond, and this was a beautiful thing. And some people just said, thanks for asking. There's some question about stuffing the box. If the survey can only be answered by each IP address, which is what your computer has, once. So if it was sent to my home computer, but I answered it on my phone, I tried to answer it on the computer as well, and it wouldn't accept another response from the same person. So same email address. So someone banned or someone technically savvy could maybe stuff the box, but I thought, not yourself.
Right.
I wonder.
The only problem was you used SurveyMonkey, and some people thought that was healthy. But SurveyMonkey is the leading survey software.
It's a bad name.
It's a bad name. So a lot of people are like, oh, Dave the Monkey, what?
So for $204 we could have paid to have the access to print it with the bar graphs, and we can, they've got all kinds of stuff if you become a member. The free service is the only thing. That's the idea. So it is what it is. I'm not making apologies or claiming it's something that it isn't. And if we only got it out to 100 members and 70 responded, I'm really excited.
Well,
yes.
Can I make a motion or a comment? I feel strongly, and it's going to take a little time by the end of the year, Linda.
maybe bring up the annual members, but there's some of you that are on the other side of this that I'm happy to hear your thing. But if we mail out bills and people say, I don't have a mailing address, you can't function, you can't own property. They're going to mail you a property tax bill. We need to mail you your dues and assessments. It's the same, we're in 2013. It's the same with email. These people say, I don't have an email, that's still a lie. 99.9% of them, they don't want all the junk or whatever, or they only check once a month. That's your problem. I don't care if you go down and check your neighborhood mailbox every hour or once a month. It's time that DSRA on a limited budget in a remote location, and people like Vance Green and Brent Fulmer and those that are up here, that is the only mail, is email. I think it's time to say DSRA as a policy, part of our CCNR, runs on email. You provide something so that you get surveys, you get newsletters electronically, you get your invoice electronically, and if you can't function that way, then...
Like your kids can.
Go. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of associations already that are that way. If you don't have, then you better have a brother, a cousin, a grandson, somebody that we can send it to, and they get it to you. If not, you can't function in our world, because that is the world.
And so my thing with the survey is, it had to be quick. I had a week, basically.
Oh, you did a fabulous job. I just saw all the emails and the criticism that it didn't go to all the mail people.
And I saw all the criticism I saw on the emails that got shared on the board. I failed to even print mine out. So I'd like to really just
try to challenge. People like you and people like Brent, if it chose not to, you either, I mean, this is your chance to voice your opinion. You do it one way or another, or don't do it at all. But don't say I wasn't asking.
But I don't want to say we're going to have to raise assessments for all of us another $50 a month to pay for more postage to the people who won't come into the 21st century.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess we're on the flip side of that. We're going to save money if most people put their email in there. We're not going to spend money.
We'll have more money for my budget to fix bikes.
Right.
Okay. So very quickly, I'm not going to go through all these responses. You're more than welcome to. And this information is something we're going to have to go over. And I think Dale's going to have something to say about this. But this is something that we're going to go over. There's a lot to be gleaned from the comments that were written, and it's going to take a while to categorize the information. So again, for what it's worth, this is 70 people that responded, 75, maybe close to 80 that responded out of 100 that received it. So it's just a snapshot of what half of our members think, and from here, I think the board can make better decisions, and that was the point. So I'm going to skip probably the first one. There's a question about closing down the ranch. I won't skip the first one. I'm just going to comment on this. Closing down the ranch from November to March, or whatever the dates are, to save money. A lot of people voted on it. 32% voted on it. So what do we do with that as far as controlling costs, as far as what we do with our budget money? Is there really that much expense in keeping someone here year-round versus shutting it down? So that's something that, of course, again, as a board will consider. We love the input from the members. And this is going to come up also in the comments. Some complaints about the board members, some complaints about representation. Knock yourself out. Put yourself on the ballot, become a board member. Some of you have, some of you chose not to stay. Some of you served your time and you're done and you don't want to come back. So, whatever. Like it or not, this is the board you have. Love us, hate us. I left on my check. I don't get a paycheck for doing this. I do it for the love of the ranch and for the love of the people, if that doesn't come across. Like it or not, this is what represents the ranch right now. And so we either finish our terms or we quit, and someone else has voted in. A lot of people said we should have better representation. Represent yourself. I'm saying this to the people that might listen to the recording. If you've got such great ideas, where have you been? If you've got such great ideas, why does it take a survey for you to complain about stuff and have absolutely nothing positive to say, any suggestions in the positive direction, but you've got plenty of criticism? So I guess typical of human nature.
you said 32% was for or against?
Closing direct closing. From November to March. I just mentioned that because there's a cost factor. People, in their mind, they think, oh, we can save all kinds of money. People really don't go over the numbers. And most people don't care. Like, I didn't care. I just hoped the board would handle things like I wanted them to for the longest time. And when I got a little bit frustrated to the point where I decided, I guess I deserve my time as well. I'm going to try and make good things happen. So that's why I'm here now.
Dave, are these comments in letters or something that...
They're comments at the end of the surveys because I recognize and I'm trying to do the best I could with the survey questions, realizing because someone said, why wasn't there space there for a comment after every question? It just got too cumbersome. So there were two different places that you could put comments at the very end that were more general comments. You could be specific and people referred back to questions.
Okay, is there input available for people to see and read?
Well, I think the survey should go out to everyone. I didn't change anything. I didn't delete anyone's stuff. I don't have the time or the brain cells to try and manipulate this anyway, any more than I already did. Trust me, I manipulated it. Because there are some things that, obviously, I wanted to clarify whether or not people support my ideas or not. That's, I mean, people call me and say, how should I ask you questions? Please, just ask them however you want to. That's what we want to know. It isn't a right or wrong. It isn't what I think. It's just whatever you feel. I really want to know what you think. Yes, sir.
That question about the closing the ranch down there in the winter, is that something that somebody asked you to put in the...
It comes up. No.
Yeah, because if you say that you can't do it, then why even have the question?
We talked about that on board meeting.
Yeah, we've talked about that the last 2 or 3 years between managers.
Yeah.
And we've talked because the ranch ran that way the first 20 years.
Oh.
All of our members, you know, we moved livestock out by the sometime middle of November.
Because people have some place to go home too.
Yeah. And
we had ranch managers that didn't have a place to go home to. So they said, we'll just hang around.
That said, we're the first people to live here year round.
Sure. So the question is, if someone stays here, I mean, there are pros and cons. They're watching the place. They're not getting a lot of pressures, but they're still here, blah, blah, blah.
Well, but then right after that, there became a big push, which kind of surprised me, to have cabins that were open during the winter. People could come up and do winter activities and snowboard.
We tried it all.
I know. But there was a big push to do winter there. And that,
that was the first question. These things, geocaching's been added to the list. Mountain biking, some set up activities so people can do it on their own instead of trying to set dates for things to happen. Which was the purpose was to have reasons to come out to the ranch. So I want to promote that in case that isn't completely clear. I appreciate the people that don't want, and that comes up in some of the comments, they don't want any more people here. They want as few people here as possible, and I appreciate that. That isn't my vision of the ranch. I love it the way it is. But I want to promote the use of it. So I did the survey. If you want to promote the use of not having people to ask, do your own survey. So anyway, the question was, which roads do you use most? Maybe a better question would have been percentage of the budget to improve the roads. Where should it be put? Because some people's only thing is roads, roads, roads. They have no cabin. They just want to have access to the ranch. They don't like the fact that all of a sudden money goes into other things when we have roads that are less than ideal. So anyway, for what it's worth.
So are you saying that the roads was the main thing that they were concerned about?
No, if my question was, who uses which roads? And it's pretty obvious. It just goes from Meadow Canyon, 65% down. So the bigger question, more important question is, if we're able to budget money for different roads, which ones should have more of a budget? Which one should get more attention? And is it the road most traveled, or is it the road that needs the work done the most? If there are...
Right. Meadow Canyon is by far the most traveled road.
Right.
However, it's got the lion's share of the budget the last 10 years, and we probably need less work than some of these others that don't even have a crossable culvert.
That's a really, really hard one to even phrase and question, because Meadow Canyon, amazingly enough, shouldn't be the road used most. It has access to the fewest lots and the fewest things. It's used the most because it's the best road.
Because the ponds in the meadow are there, and it's got access to the forest. But whatever, okay, so I didn't do a very good job.
You did fine.
The next question is, should the Meadow Canyon water system be developed 58% yes, 40% no. Someone actually answered the question, no, because I never drink water. Then the next one, I printed it out wrong, so I was coughing and tasting frantically, and I had sticky stuff on my fingers because I've been just gotten off a roof, and so I was answering the phone and trying to...
I'm sorry I called you.
...cough and taste, so I didn't want to take it. The next question is, should the ranch build a bigger, nicer pavilion versus the shade pavilion? That's what that question is about. And 48.5% said yes, 29% said no. So, and then the question is where? 30% said here at headquarters, which is interesting because we got a lot of grief last time about this pavilion ruining ranch headquarters. We want something rustic. So, like, that didn't come up this time. Again, 33% are in favor of having here at headquarters. 23% west of the middle pond, 14% west of the upper pond, 9% at the top of the meadow. So that's the least popular place to have a pavilion. I hope everybody's happy, because that's what the complaint is. We don't want to ruin the meadow. We don't want to cut down all those big pine trees that are up there.
Which we weren't going to do.
Well, and what I saw was that people felt it would be more used.
That was the basis of it. That's what the purpose of the survey was for, and we're doing the best we can. So now, if we have it here, we're going to be out there in that area, or whatever, and what's it going to look like. So we don't ruin the ranch. So I appreciate that. Again, I agree. I totally understand the point. Although someone suggested putting an In-N-Out burger. Somewhere on the ranch.
Like that.
It wasn't me, okay? Like you said,
no, I didn't.
I think that was tongue-in-cheek.
Okay, yeah, sure it was. Okay, the other thing about the cabin, leasing them to a concessionaire, 60% said no, 40% said yes, as long as members get to use them. And also, I might be, whatever, I mean, but I tried to add a little information here, which is a comment about if members use yes, then the cabin up to a concessionaire, as long as the members get to use them before and the reservations fee stays the same. And some people said, since when did we get half week? Since when did we get four? So people weren't aware of that. So to me, that's a good thing. Maybe the cabins will get used more. Because people found out that if you come for a weekend, you can use up a whole week. So like it or not, that's what I mean.
Well, people pay attention to your survey, but they don't read the minutes.
Well, they look, well, and,
or the newsletter.
But then someone said they listened to the recordings of some of the past meetings, and they had nothing but trash to say. But still, all of this is good because I think people are more involved.
Okay.
And they're more interested in paying attention. So, there are four pages of comments. I promise I'm not going to read them all, but I am going to skim through them. I've highlighted some things. So this is, and being an English major, I said, with words, paint a picture of what you hope the ranch will be 30 years from now. If you're able to paint, at least draw a stick figure describing what you want to see happen and don't want to see happen at the ranch. That's not possible. I have home, and it will be included in the first annual Deer Spring Ranch Cowboy Poetry Contest and obligations to you. So, the point was, I'm trying to get the end in mind. If we can put ourselves 30 years ago, what we wanted the ranch to be like now, or 30 years in the future, we can all sit around and say, you know, I wish this would have happened back then, so that we could be enjoying it now, or what should we do now so that we can enjoy it 30 years from now. I want my kids to come back to the ranch. I want them to come back and enjoy it like I have. So that's kind of what motivates my thinking. So here's some of the things. What do you want the ranch to look like? And one of the comments was that it stays the same, not to draw outsiders in. Okay, just for the members. And then some of my sarcasm, and I got an email right at the beginning that they don't like the sarcastic comments in here, and I said, one man's sarcasm is another man's humor. So somebody actually took me up on the poem. a number of people. Yeah, which is a beautiful thing, okay? I like it. Okay, so some people approach it. This person says they like the ranch as it is now, that 3,000 acres of common land should be protected permanently so that it isn't sold off by people like me that want to come up with a couple hundred thousand dollars so that we can do something. So, find another poem. The ranch has got their family. The cabins are in disrepair. I want electricity available at all the lots. Okay?
Oh,
they're coming all over the place. Okay? So, again, talked about family.
Put a 9-volt battery on everybody's.
The next person said unimproved is possible. They just want it improved and maintained. They want to maintain the beauty of the ranch. Another person with no changes. Paved county road to the ranch from Kanab. Okay?
No, that's the one that wants electric.
Actually, that person. Oh. Developed a water system to serve the half. They want a ranch, the ranch association, to develop a water system to serve at least half the lot. They want limited use of four-wheelers. Solitude, this is another person. No commercial. Quiet remote. Horse rides were the highlight. Once we stopped doing that, my kids stopped coming.
A lot of people miss the horse rides.
Yeah, that's in the survey, very specific, horse rides, pony rides, and some other things. It was one of the highest. Just want the roads maintained. They want headquarters, the system improved the headquarters. Simple and rustic. I think about half the people said the simple, rustic, leave it as it is, don't mess with it. Families, another one said, I like it, was like 30 years ago. They want it developed, they want access to water, they want electricity. There's another one that says they like it the way it is today, they want it to stay. Another one says it's beautiful as it is. Another one says remote, rustic, horseback riding. I don't want it commercialized, I don't want to rent anything. Maintain or repair, general improvements. Someone suggested that we, and it's, you're the guilty party, you don't need to raise your hand, but some of you may be present, some of these comments are yours. They want the DSRO suggested that the association should be dissolved and leave the lot owners alone. Some of them said they want better cabins, they want the water developed, and another one said improved roads from Kanab, paved roads from Kanab. Another one said leave the ranch as it is. Rural setting, add a pavilion or two, develop state-approved and member-supported funded water systems for all to utilize, never sell off the ranch assets, love the wilderness of the ranch, maintain the cabins, life is the way it is today, better roads, better cabins, pavilions, more ranch activities. Not a lot about ranch activities. Great as it is, like you need to read this whole one right here. It says, for individuals that have cabins at DSR, because I think this is a huge question for a number of people. Individuals that have cabins at DSR and have been at the ranch, the questions should be a little different in the survey. Our concerns are about road maintenance, water quality and availability, and the security of our belongings when we're not at the ranch. Realizing that cabins are a source of money, the ranch association needs to balance between their own cabins and maybe come up and that's all they ever use. Let them have access to them so they let family use them or rent them or whatever. But that's a huge question, I think, because there are some groups here. There are the bachelors. There are people that have their own cabin come up and don't use the ranch cabins. There are those of us like me that do and that will probably never build a cabin. So there are very, very distinct groups with individual needs. The next one is, I feel the reservation tax is the number one reason why the cabin use is down. Remove that and the cabins will be used more. So, that's another comment. Maintain the cabins and the roads. Again, that's a high percentage of people said that. Charging more for their use. Charging more for the use of the cabins.
Uh-huh.
Because those are the people that use them, that tear them up, that wear them out, that abuse them. Let's see. I love remoteness. Okay, this is an interesting one. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it talks about the original developer and how he clouded the judgment, or his clouded judgment. The board is not representative of the membership. The membership keeps saying no, but their voice continues to be ignored. And the board does whatever Dale Clarkson wants. Truth be known, and I said this before, I can't say it enough. There's nobody like my aunt, Ben, Larry, Dirk, who knows. Dale has some ideas, and I, for one, he's my uncle. I'm attorney, in case those people that don't know, my mother's a Clarkson. He has some ideas. He has the vision that he's had for all these years, wants things to develop a certain way. We've got to ask him two or three times for information. He throws out some ideas. I've gone to lunch with him. I had breakfast with him one morning, and I've got to ask him questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And the last thing he does is try to manipulate the way I vote. It's just like in national politics, and I told this to Jerry before, we congregate because we have similar ideas. But I don't follow his instruction. I don't follow his suggestions because they're his suggestions. They just have to coincide with the things that I think are good ideas. Same way in national politics. That's why we think the way we do. That's why we act with it. And doing a survey and asking these questions, I got to know some members I had never known before. I don't know if they're as tough as they are face-to-face as they are when they send an email. But part of the beauty of this was it was anonymous, although some people sent me emails and made it real clear who they were and what they think. But the point of all of this is, I do what I think is best for the ranch. Okay? I don't necessarily support some of the ideas that Brent, because Brent's whole vision of this is different than mine. I appreciate very much his input. I appreciate his passion. And the fears that people have that I'm going to ruin things and I'm the one that's going to build the In-N-Out Burger place here, see, those are the kind of fears and the legitimate fears. I recognize that. And when the current president was voted in this country, I had legitimate fears because that whole momentum before the election builds up and there are real fears that we have on both sides. And so the fears that I'm trying to push an agenda here at the ranch, and I'm trying to find the support in the survey to do it, to do my agenda, because I'm a puppet of Dale, couldn't be farther from the truth. People like Brent that have worked with him that know it, know that we all, especially Dale Larry Dale and Ben and the family, their opinions differ more, probably, on the average, than they coincide with their dad. They are by far, they're far from being puppets of their dad. They've always been accused of it. People assume that, and it just gets repeated over and over again. So I'm saying this right now to help people that have the mistaken idea that I do things because Dale forced me to do them, couldn't be farther from the truth. I wish there was more leadership. I wish Dale was able to focus on some of the things he wants to do, because they're the things that I want to do. And if people don't like that, then you're more than welcome to be part of the board. You can complain as a member, but you don't have a vote unless you're on the board. I got put here because people voted for me, including my uncle, because some of the ideas that he has I agree with. I have a mandate. I don't claim to represent everyone. But I do appreciate that people have a differing view. This survey is going to help me understand that better. We don't want, as a group, we don't want a big pavilion at the top of the meadow. I am totally against putting a pavilion at the top of the meadow. I don't want to ruin someone's view. I would rather have a big pavilion, a nice one, hidden away someplace. I don't want to offend people. I don't want to do something that people are going to complain about for years to come. We have big white panels, metal panels, to build a pavilion. At the time, I thought it was a great idea. People don't want a big white metal roof that they look down on to ruin the view. I agree. So will we do something else? Well, now we've tried the shade pavilion, okay? Someone suggested it. Great idea. Let's move in that direction. Seems like there's a lot of support for that. Again, I'm not trying to force this, my ideas on anyone, and so this survey has been very helpful. And just a couple more things that I promise I'm done. Someone actually said the board is doing an excellent job, thank you. So, I mean, even those kind of comments come out. If anybody else. Okay, someone said, and this is a mistake that I think is a mistake in view, but someone said if you're developing water resources, it needs to be branch-wide, not just for a select few. Okay, water is where it is, and then we got to figure out how to get it to the most people that can use it. And so these are some of the things that we need to communicate better for someone to think, well, we put in a big system at the ranch house, then we need to pipe it to every lot on the ranch. Okay, so those are the kinds of things we need to communicate better as a visitor.
Communication is a big key.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a two-way street, too, and if we don't have half the members' emails, they've got to connect. And if they don't have one or don't want one, they've got to connect to a daughter that does or a son that does or a neighbor or whatever. So at least they're in the loop. Or not be. They choose not to be at this point. That's your choice. If we don't have their email address, they chose not to give it to us. So for what that's worth.
And even coordinating the survey with the newsletter.
I agree.
I mean, that is two things at one time. You don't have to have separate mailing.
It could be on the website. People can click on it and do it that way.
I do two mailings a year. One for the annual ballot and one for Christmas. So, because that's when the bills go out, is at Christmas time. So I do two mailings. The rest are emails, except unless there's something really important, then I will mail it to those whom I do not have an email for. And this we had decided not to mail just because he's kind of getting some ideas. But the newsletters have dropped because we don't have a manager that does newsletters. So that's how come that has died, except for
Of what I'm hearing a general thread going through a lot of this.
Yeah.
And I think that in a newsletter should be sent out to the people. And if they object, then there'd be a way for them to communicate again. But I'm saying this is a good thing to have a kind of survey, and they're very difficult to put together.
Right.
And responses that you get. You know what? 70 out of 100. I'm in agreement with you. That's a good response. I did not respond.
We didn't.
We moved to San Diego. We just got back Thursday night. But anyway, the thing is, I like that. But okay, we got it. So what's the general kind of thread that goes through here, then let the community know. Again, communication. And I think that, when I was president, I thought that was so very important, the communication to the people. And that created in itself involvement and care. And that's what we need to do again. And even though I didn't submit that, now that's my key thing, is communication. And it was not the branch manager that did the newsletter.
Okay. So, and Brent commented something in his email he sent to everyone, which was as other people said, it's another survey. I hate all these surveys. I only remember one other one. And then if we have a one-pager on what the results are, Brent or anyone can't say, hey, we all wanted that pavilion at the top of the reservoir, and you guys are at the top of the meadow, and you guys ended up putting it down at the ranch house. So the results are there. Half the people, this is what they said. And so the board's not going against the membership, and the one person is saying, we always make suggestions, and you guys never pay attention. Well, there's the results. So
they'll publish the results.
Yeah, and so it becomes fact that, you know, here's the results of the survey. We'll keep it as simple as possible. We'll do it in a way that people can look at it and say, oh, no wonder they put it at the ranch house. I wanted it up at the top of the meadow, and they ended up putting it there because most people wanted it there. So at least they see what everyone else sees.
And then you understand, too, that no matter what you do, you can't please everybody.
Just a curiosity, Dave. I didn't vote. And
I didn't vote.
How many people here did not vote?
You guys can have this.
Wait, I'm asking voter to the survey.
Did not do the survey. So there's over half of us.
Completely. You got over half the people here.
Over half of us didn't respond.
No, not over half. Yes. Who didn't do the survey?
We're just one vote.
All the old ones. Sure.
Just a little less than half, but still. Okay. Close to 50-50 there.
And it's inadequate as it is, and I am not making excuses.
I didn't know it was going to be half.
But I think it shows some good things. I think it shows some good things and insight, and I think that's a good.
I think you should still wait for a few days
and
close it all up. For your surveys.
Okay.
One of the other things that we had in this too, that one of the emails that did get sent out to the board on one of the responses was a closure of, somebody suggested closing some of the cabins, if not all the cabins for a season for repair. You know, and even if we did close some of the cabins and got them brought up to speed, that would be another area. Somebody did mention that in one of the replies.
Yeah, we couldn't afford to do all the cabins in one summer, though. That would be a...
Well, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, do like one or two.
There's about 10 more things very quickly I'm going to read. One person suggested cleaning up and repairing the barn to make it a simple meeting place with restrooms and showers, or not. We laugh, but... In line with not ruining the way that the ranch house looks and the way that people are used to the ranch house, I'm old enough to remember when that barn had two sides to it, and we lost one side because of heavy snow. And so things change a little bit, but maybe that's a possibility.
Well, it is. I mean, if you ain't going to Canaan, go to Lost Town, see the latest subdivision. And they have a lot of the Canaan 10K race. All those things end at what was the old barn, that's the same vintage as this. They went in and hung some lights, they put a cement floor in it, and with very little money, it's still very nice and rustic from the outside. If we don't use that other than the short chunk anyway.
So is that the new position?
Well, that could be...
Well, I'll tell you, I voted. I was still, my first preference, I would fix that up for a ranch house pavilion where you could meet and have tables and feed 50 people, and I would still rather see the pavilion there by the fish ponds.
I agree. Right, moving on. Someone said very thoughtful upgrades to be done to the ranch, and that's a theme that comes up over and over. And then, of course, someone said better survey. all of the input I get, I sent this out to the board before it went out to everyone, and I only got a couple people that responded from the board. Thank you very much. And some people just complain, but no positive suggestions. So, I'm saying
you and I probably did.
There were people that had no positive input.
Yeah,
they just complained. Both members and board members. And so I'm just saying, for what it's worth. I did the best I could.
You did awesome job.
Okay. So some people, and the next person says keep it, and again, I tried to make this so that it wasn't a board survey, it was a personal survey, I put my name on here. Someone actually nominated me for president.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
A dear friend of the country.
You'll take either one, right?
Yeah. More turmoil in the country.
I don't think either. Anyway, last
chicken.
Someone said thank you for the opportunity to express our hopes and feelings. Let's have more sharing of hopes and working together. The ranch should have a shooting and a ski range. You can still target the ammo at the ranch store if you can actually get any ammo. Another person mentioned dissolving the association. And then someone requested making the responses public to the survey, which of course we're going to do. And again, I didn't manipulate anything. I didn't change anything. I didn't try to want to. So it is what it is.
Well, let's give about a week and see if anything else trickles in. We said you'd get some even last night or yesterday.
Yeah.
Before you post.
Well, you can reach in the post and just say, hey, I'm extending.
We can put the link on the website, and I think we can leave it just like it is, so the results don't change.
Right. We can't change the survey, but just resend the link out and say, if you haven't forgotten or misplaced it, please still respond.
If I've already responded, I can't respond again to the survey, and so it still keeps our numbers legit for those that haven't had a chance, and then... They could mail it in. If they could print it out, they could mail it in, or they could call it in, or whatever they want to do. It becomes cumbersome to try and handwrite these things and include them with the other percentages, but whatever. We're here worth the effort.
And then here's something about the water development in the Meadow Canyon that was brought up, and another comment later on about it. If we could see a plan and know what it's going to look like, and we could go to something similar and say, and take a picture of a meadow and say, guess what? There's a system that's been a trench that was dug, pipes laid, collector unit, I don't know the terms, in the middle, and it's all buried up and grass grew over again, and you don't even see it. You don't know that it's there. But if someone thinks that they're going to have a big concrete block in the middle of the meadow to collect the water in, I can appreciate their apprehension and their anger and their fear, and that's why we need to communicate better. And so if we develop the water, what's the system going to look like? This is what a similar system looks like over in whatever, Fredonia. And we take a picture of it, people go, oh, I can live with that because I can't see anything. That's great. I think those things would be very helpful. So anyway, two comments that were combined here. Again, water and roads, that's all that's important. Cleaner cabins. Then someone asks, what does closing down to the cabins mean as far as money? How much money could we save? Good question. Easier access, better water, don't want the ranch to become commercial. Then someone says the survey was woefully inadequate, should have left blank space so that we could write in our comments, which is what I did at the end.
Yeah.
Because I knew that it became too cumbersome to add little spaces after every question for someone to elaborate or whatever, criticize or maybe say something positive. And then someone said, consider building another pond, which is an idea of down below here someplace, because we've got water that flows there. So someone else said, your survey has a little value because of the questions, the way that I asked them. sorry again, my humor is someone else's. How about the new cabin, the new cabin, the art accessible, etc. Someone said the survey is a good way to gather advice and hopefully improve the ranch without taking away the uniqueness of the original ranch process. Last comment is, if someone wants pavilion, then build it on their own lot and not bother the rest of it. Roads, roads, roads.
Good survey. Well done. Well thought out.
Let me ask one question. On that whole thing, and you know, it's interesting to see, we've been hearing, you know, surveys we've done before, almost always roads is the number one thing, cabins and cleanliness has been number two. But we have done tens of thousands of dollars of improvements on the roads.
Someone actually mentioned that.
And the board member is somebody who's watched it for 4 years. Those that are saying roads, I would like to have a little more feedback in, you know, what they're looking at. To drive from here to the DSR gate at the north end, when there was only one culvert between here, there was two culverts. When I became president, there were two culverts between here and the Deer Springs gate. So you were driving through Mucky in the smallest rainstorm, and now almost anything that has much of a trickle water goes under the road in the culvert. It's almost 100% gravel. You know, that last leg that was done last year, I don't know. I'm always confused. Are they talking maybe in some of the outlying areas, or... We need more clarification. As a board member, I still don't know what it is.
It's access to the lot. Because you know what? You're talking slight head. I don't really care. I care, but I need to get to Crawford.
Right.
If I'm getting anywhere, I need to get to Crawford. Usually I get to the meadow or the pond, and that's why that road gets so much traffic.
Right.
I don't even go to my lot. But I think that's the issue. For everyone, it's going to be getting access to their lot, whether it's snow or whether it's muck or whatever it is.
Well,
it ends up being a very neighborhood-oriented problem where I want to get to the neighborhood.
And that's where I'm curious. Are they saying, hey, the primary roads are up, are good? Because we put a lot of work in, they used to look like the secondary
roads. Slide Canyon is the main road for over half our lots.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst.
Well, and it was, because it was a blank spot. It was something we didn't think we had approval, and then we didn't have it. So we neglected it for the last 15 years.
since we really started putting any gravel on any roads. So it is behind schedule, at least. But I'm curious.
I think these people who see the stuff that's going on now, or will see the stuff that we just at this meeting yesterday, that are going to make changes on the ranch. I think a lot of the people next year, if the same survey kind of went out next year, are going to say, wow, I spoke up, and they don't, you know.
And they didn't.
I don't think it makes any difference. I think once these people are black and spoiled, they're on their own cowboy and go out and ride the horse around the hill. People that really wanted to be in a place out like this, they understand, because sometimes you can't cross the road when it's storms.
You grade the road, and you
disregard
the way it is, or whatever.
But it allows the water.
They're just spoiled rotten, they want to have things on it, yet they don't want it.
They want to be able to do what they want to do without anything.
Right.
The question is, some of these people who say, how many times have they come out recently? Because I
need copies of that for everybody on the board. But I talk to
you. Come out, but once every 5 years, you don't realize what has been done. You want new roads, you want improvements on it, but it has been done, and it's a gradual process with a budget under which we work.
But interesting what you were saying, Dave, about individuals want to be able to get to their property. If we were just saying then, have you ever considered Tupper? It's a simple, from the permanent solution to problem areas where there's everything ready and so on, where you lay down a fabric that's very much like weed block, and then you put your road base over it, and that's it. That ends that problem area.
In other words, it stops the paper bearing. The regrading every year, because of the mud comes up and wipes everything out, you've got to regrade everything, and you do a little extra money, and just the real problem areas, you lay this tie bar in, where if you put 6 to 8 inches of rock on top of it, so that the grader, if he has to grade it, doesn't cut into the tie bar, that tie bar will keep the mud below and the rock above and lets the water go through.
We're from North Idaho, and the roads believe me are way worse than the problem up there than they are down here. That's what they
The Geotech fabric, they're using it there on the highway project east of Kanab, where it goes across the Blue Plate. They're rolling that out. It's a little different, but there is a lot of those products that are available now.
Now, I printed up what Mary said. I printed that up. I wrote it up and printed it. I've got a copy for everybody on the board, but I kept it in my road thing, which I didn't bring my folder. But I talked to someone about that, and I don't remember who or what, but, oh, Alan Seed. I was talking to Alan Seed about it, and I ran it by him. He said, that's basically used for places that get lots and lots of rain and moisture. And he said it, oh, I don't have my road parking pool, but what's that? Yeah. But he said, for your wetter climates and your snow and stuff, it works really good up there. For here, it probably would be cost prohibitive, because we don't have that much water, but you know, it's something definitely to look into, maybe.
Well, on Slide Canyon, if it rains a quarter of an inch, it'll settle, and all the clay over there, it's just, that drives you, you can still get through it, but it just tears.
Yeah, and maybe that'd be something to put in those places that we keep washing off. But I do have that written up for everybody.
That's the best part. It is not that expensive.
Here's something that needs to be followed up in the next survey, and it's important to mention now as you say that. Some people, in the last survey that I did, and as far as I know, it was the only other survey, at least in the last 100 years. So Brent's comment of all the surveys, and other people, Brent, I keep picking on you, because you have a voice for a number of people that's very similar, at least in your way of thinking, as theirs. And it's all of the surveys, and the result was X, Y, or Z. If it printed, what you remember in the last survey isn't necessarily gospel. So I'm just saying, we'll print it so that it will be, and so you quote it, so can I, and we're looking at the same numbers. My suspicion is half the people don't come to the ranch. And in their wildest dreams, like some people think of the ranch as it is in their mind, and they want it always to be that way. Okay? They're not they're not going to be up here in the mud. They're not going to be here very often. Of course, they want access to the lot, but they're not. I mean, how much weight do you put into someone that lives in Canal or Pennsylvania that's only to the ranch once in 5 years? They pay their dues. They own the ranch. It's the vision that they have versus the person that's visiting often. Because those kind of responses to me have to be given the weight. And so in the last survey that I did ask how often you have the ranch. And then based on that, we can look at what their priorities are versus the person that comes out, drives straight to their cabin, and pulls the four-wheelers out and hits the trails versus the other person that wants to come out here and they're only here once every 5 years and they just want to wander the roads and not be molested by anyone else. So there is a huge, I mean, there are different groups and there's a huge difference between those two different groups.
Well, maybe you can look at the survey and pick out specific things that would accommodate two groups. So I'm not talking about 20 different items, but specific things that, number one, would cross the bridge between both sets of people who just come out to visit and those that have a cabin.
Right.
And then what or two things could be done to accommodate both of those needs and then bring them together, and this is what we've done for the survey, and then put something simple but effective in there, and
you feel like something's happened.
Yeah, you feel like something's happened because there was input.
Well, we also did, I mean, we kind of divided the budget between operating budget and capital improvements. Mm-hmm. But you go back and say, operating budget, I don't care if nobody comes or not, we have to pay taxes, we've got to pay insurance, we have some of those things. Everybody needs to bear equally. When it comes to capital improvements, if we did have, okay, of this chunk of money, what is the proportion that are cabin owners, and if they're really into roads to get to their cabin, even in off-season with some snow removal or something, we could allocate this percentage to that versus those that are not cabin users. They're wanting the improvement of the existing cabins, and dollars and cents says we prorate it the same amount. At least we'd be fairly representing dollars to who they are.
Two or three things. Accomplish those things. Choose as a board what you want to do, and then move on with those. Next survey, if it comes out, should show that things have been done. They were accommodated for their input. And that's how the board's going to function and communicate with the people, and maybe they want to come out again.
In other words, put in, here's the survey, here's what happened from the last survey, this is what has been
accomplished.
No, we really need
it at the general meeting or the meeting in September. And there was a comment, too, I heard, instead of making the annual meeting in September when you're trying to set up things in May for what you want to do for the summertime, I thought that was a pretty good idea. Have your annual meeting at a time at which, in the spring, where you decide the things that you want to do and carry on. And I really like that idea versus in September.
It kind of gives us a chance in September, though. We get the annual meeting out of the way. We're kind of closing up on the end of the year, but that's where we're kind of on our budget time.
Right before budget.
The board comes in September and sets their budget, because we may need to change elections to that same time also. But then it's tough. You go in and you're tied to somebody else's budget for so.
Anyway, that was
okay.
Or we have the meeting in the spring and collect the ideas, have time to think about it, figure it out, the dollars assigned to it, then you make your budget based on that.
Yeah. But then again, you've already lost one whole year on a board, because the board's only a 2-year board.
Anyway, that's why take the ideas, figure out what general threat is there, and decide to connect them. And then it'll show that, again, we're doing something.
Yeah. You know what?
In the right direction.
And I think to help that, we really, really need to have someone doing a monthly or quarterly newsletter. That's the main communication thing. Mm-hmm. We can have that, and people can respond back to it online.
Yep.
Just not mail out, just to be online so people can read it and know what's going on every month. That would be a great thing. Mm-hmm. Do you have anybody like that? Yeah, monthly postage. Yeah, just totally online.
we might get more member input and stuff, and be good.
Well, there are people who now have email address, and we haven't find them, so. And I know we have that with that. Send us your email so we get this going. You gotta do it again.
Who do we know that can do that kind of thing? Like, newsletters. Who in the membership is good with that? Newsletter, graphics, and publisher. He's already doing a lot. Who else?
I know.
Somebody
likes
to
write. I'm gonna awfully speak thing. We've got a lot of time here, people. I know we've had a lot of good ideas and so forth, but I do want to see if we get moving on. We do have wind coming in, which they're gonna shut down the airport in Las Vegas next week because of.
Really?
That's what they said. It's gonna be higher than last week. They're gonna shut Vegas. They've already talked about it. So anyway, let's go into Jody's thing. If we're done, can we move? Are we done here?
I'm done already.
Yeah, let's move into Jody so we can get anything in. Jody, we're moving to
the
finance.
The ones that are on the PCNR committee, you all probably got my email I sent out. I'm busy between January and end of April, so don't ask me to do anything about that time. But we'll start back on it after this board meeting and get back on the teleconference thing so we can talk about the updates to the PCNR. I think it's going really well. We've gotten all of the first part narrowed down, and everything that we all agree about, it's on there. So now we just need to go through the hot spots on there and iron those out, and we'll be good to go. So I'll be contacting everybody to see about when we should get together. Well, Vance said that the last time that we had our meeting over the phone, and we had that, it was horrible, that he fixed the problem, or he knows what the problem is, so that we shouldn't have those issues again. I forget what he said, but we're, that kind of thing. So we should not have those
X number of people on, and then it kicked us off.
Yeah, it was like, I think because it had more than five or something on, it just kept throwing everybody off. So we'll get back into that and hopefully finish that up in the next 2 months and then bring it out so that it can be reviewed by the membership, give them time, and then voted on at the annual meeting. So we haven't forgotten about that, haven't stopped working on it. It's put on hold until my season was over. Then we had, this might not be the appropriate category to mention this, but I'm going to bring up now because it needs to be discussed. We have a guy that emailed, Linda? Yeah, Linda. He emailed, he's looking to buy a lot out here. And his plan, he wants to know ahead of time before he buys this lot out here, is our opinion and on if he were to have a rescue dog shelter at his place. And he's thinking, he'd fence off where the dogs stay. There'd be like up to 15 dogs. And so that needs to be open for discussion on what the membership thinks about that.
That's a commercialized and that's a no.
Well, I don't know that's commercialized. It's more charity.
Not necessarily
commercial. So, to me, I love dogs and everything, but I'd say, heck yeah, let him shelter the puppies. Let him give them a home. But at the same time, if he was a lot below me and he had 15 dogs barking, I know that's going to come up to me. So the answer really lays in, who's boss going to be near that's going to piss him off? So just want to get out there because we need to respond to him and what the general consensus on that.
Well, if you let him do that, then who's to stop somebody else from breakfast or...
Well, no, this is a charity work. This is not commercial.
No.
This is housing the dog.
Another one of the dogs.
Can you get
down
here full time?
That could be you constantly listening to somebody's dog barking the app, but all of a sudden those neighbors that are yap.
You can hear that far away. Everything at 20 acres is big, but boy, sometimes they ain't big enough.
Yeah. I think you worry about it too much. You're not in line with it.
There you go. I agree.
Talking about fencing property.
You know what the fence is?
They'll jump over
that. There's nothing about it in the PCNR. That's the problem. There's nothing about something like that in the restrictions.
Well, that's the thing. So, I mean, legally, we're at a point that you can't have a request and start writing rules to prevent it. We have a nuisance requirement in our PCNR. If it becomes a nuisance, we shut it down. Beyond that, he has to abide by Kane County ordinance. They do have a dog kennel ordinance. Anything over four dogs, they have to apply with Kane County and have a kennel. So whether it's Deer Springs rules or all of us as taxpaying Kane County citizens to say, hey, this is getting out of hand, it's noisy, you've got to come and regulate it. he needs to study and make sure that he can, meet those requirements.
But is it something, before you even go to that part, is it something that we would want? And here's my thought, too, and I always think ahead, but if we do say, yeah, what's okay, it's just dogs, whatever, so then next year we have someone that comes in and brings lions. It's a great place for a lion refuge or something.
Yes.
How do we say, yes, we love the dogs, but no, we don't for lions? But, so do we
dogs.
Even want to start that? Do we ever want
this property issue? Like I said, there's already rules on the books, and if they meet the rules, they can do it. And if they don't reach and meet the rules, then they don't. And if they meet the rules, but then it becomes a nuisance, then that broke the rule, then you have to stop.
I think it's easy to let them on, it's difficult to get them off.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Best friends were great to come in the canal, but it ruined properties for nearly a mile.
Around it.
Yeah, if you've ever been up to Dogtown, you wouldn't want to do this.
So, do I respond with you can do it once it's done by state by county rules, or probably wouldn't work out here? Because he wants to know.
It wouldn't
be supported here.
My members.
Well, we support
commercial use.
I don't think so.
We support commercial use
in our program.
We are definitely a homeowners association. And I say that in a very facetious way.
We are.
I want to apply a flyer.
Can't do it.
I don't care what you're
going to
do. I can't
say
anymore.
We're
thank you for coming, Brent.
Thanks, Brent.
Just got a couple things to discuss. But we're pretty much done.
So, consensus is
supported by the
non-supported. Okay.
We took it before membership.
Okay.
I think so.
This membership is only a small amount.
Good.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay. A report on the action items was signed up for the past 3 months. These assignments have been made sometimes, but have not been completed. Research.
Remember, on the landfill, me and Ben got together. I forwarded the information to Ben on the landfill. Some of the requirements they required, something along with this water system stuff that you're researching as a geologist and the water and where we plan to put that. So we've got to come up with plans. There's 70 something pages in this application that I forwarded to Ben. Anyway, it's a lot of, we need to decide where you're going to put it. Then you just do the research. The geologist says, yes, the water coming in here. It'll be a class 2 landfill, which means we can throw everything in there, rebuilding the cabin, animals, whatever that is. That's a 74 pH application. So
holy
that's,
crap.
And then like I say, there'll be certain geologists come in. Some of the stuff might have already been done in that same area where we decided to put it. That's where that's at. So.
And you have that?
Yeah, what I got was you did a clean copy on the state website and a copy that King County in the canal landfill has filled out,
yep.
Which Niall Willis filled out. So he may be able to give us some stuff. But part of the big hurdle is you need to turn in with a hydrology study from a licensed survey and engineer that says, hey, this isn't a year-round running spring that we're throwing junk into. It's a side wash, and we have it converted so that, it won't, wash trash downstream.
So we are going forward with it? Is the reason, are we talking about right over here?
No.
We're going to go back up by the gravel pit trying to work on that site wash.
And it's in a stream, it's in a wash area?
Yeah, and whether that will qualify or we need to move it to a total site canyon. But there is that area that's the head of a wash where we're filling. It's not the main wash. It's just a side
diversion. Yeah.
But we could easily have ditches around it, so if water comes down, it goes around it and doesn't wash through it. And that's the kind of stuff that then...
Does it need to be near a wash?
No.
It doesn't need to be anywhere near anything.
Let me go here.
That's just an easy place to dig a hole, and then just push some dirt over it regularly so the ash is not blowing.
If we didn't have it near a wash, we'd still need all that information from the anyway.
In order to get it classified as a class 2 landfill, you need to go through these applications.
Which only requires time. And since they're very tacked out on time, I'm
sorry. I'm hearing things. You have to cut Kevin cover it every so often, so you're talking scooping up dirt, putting it in a dump truck, hauling it in and dumping it, where this way we can fill it up and then just push off some of the straight off base that will help erosion anyway. Cover it for a foot or two, add more, burn it, cover the ashes. Yeah, so I still think that's probably the best location, kind of where we have
it. Is it going to be burned intentionally, or is it just going to be buried?
What's that?
Is it going to be burned, or are we just going
to
bury it?
I think it's still better to burn it. We have stuff that's burnable on day now, whether it's Kane County or Kanab City, you go on the state website, the burning index has to be over 500.
Right.
So fire it up and burn it for a few hours. If it stays that the smoke clears and doesn't sock in and cause a problem, you just reduce the fill from, you know, by 90% down to some ash. It doesn't take that much then to cover it.
Then we have the fire issue anyway that we create in less than the winter time when the snow covers it.
Well, and we may not be able to burn, except if it's in a controlled area like that where we've totally cleared, everything's burnable within 100 feet around it. Where it is, there's some folks that we wouldn't want to remove, but a lot of that, you know.
All right, so that's a work in progress. The other item is the review and the insurance on the room. We don't have anything yet. It's still not done. A couple of action items. Larry, did you need a moment? Or?
Yes, no, okay. A lot of time.
No. Okay. Let's go over these quick action items here before we wrap this thing up here. First action item that was return new tire for another one.
That was done. Wasn't it done?
That done?
No, I contacted a closer who got the tire. He said he couldn't do that for us. And I repurchased $1,000 of tires, $500 of tires, so that's when we moved the business.
That was part of the reason we
moved our business to
Ramsey or different.
I contacted
Is this the one that was rubbed bare on one side?
Yeah. And that was, and they also put that A-arm on the brand new, you know, for that. So they didn't want to claim responsibility for any of that.
Okay.
And the Kubota repair, I contacted.
What was that Kubota repair?
What we did was we had John Deere come out here and look at the Kubota and say, reformers are best. We wanted two things. What they give us for a trade-in on the Kubota for a new tractor, and what the cost for the repair to the Kubota to fix the
fuel clutch. Get it up, just not.
Anyway, I've tried to contact John Deere several times. He's never returned.
Well, I'm looking here at my budget. The year to date on the Kubota doesn't really. But what is it? What's $1,120 on $1,102 on Kubota to year to date? That thing hasn't even ran for the last 3 months.
You bought grader tires.
Now that's down here on grader. You're trying to grader repair for $1,400.
Yeah, some of this is not entered because I don't know exactly what it is and what it is.
Well, I'm just, there are some things here on our budget, on our profit and loss sheet. I had questions on that. Was one of them.
That's
the portable potty rental. I mean, we have 141 we spent so far this year. We got a portable potty here on property?
That actually is from the end of last year. The final cost.
The fish and joint.
Okay.
We're not paying for that.
The lube oil changes. We spent $162 already this year on lube oil changes.
That's good to know. I
bought some filters, but
$162 on lube oil filters already.
If it's in there, it was after January 1st. Well, let me pull it up and I can answer those questions. Why don't you go on with your list?
Headquarter, Harry, what was the $500 on headquarters?
Why don't you go on and I can pull
okay.
it back in
okay.
here. Okay.
All right. The other action item was a weekly caretaker report. We're going to discuss that later. List of improvements to be done on cabins was given to Christian and Kelly. This year. Ben to be setting up phone, the extra phone for Verizon.
We aren't
going to
do that.
We're not going to do that. All right, so that basically wraps this up.
But we have another one that I need to ask you about, Mark. Did you ever answer Phil Hall's letter?
Nope, I did not.
2 months ago, we need to do that. And that's been skipped over. There was another email we had from a member. I can't remember who. She asked some questions. We need to answer that one.
Oh, Tammy Levitt? I asked for a last minute thing. Tammy Levitt had her
Well, she had her husband, and I got the old, all the old generators over here. They're all not runnable. Down to my place, and I hauled them all in there just whenever I get a chance to tinker with them, or if my guys at the shop had time to do them, which we haven't had time. He asked, because she knows I was hauling them in one day when I was out here picking them up, and her husband was not doing anything, and he's a little, he likes to tinker that stuff. He's got one of them up and running with little, it was volunteer time, volunteer money, so I was never told a dollar. That was the engine running. We haven't checked out the electronics yet, but that's possibly one generator. Possibly we might have to re-put back into the work scheme up here. So I've yet to check the electricity out on it now, but it's, the engine's running. So that was she wanted me to report that.
But we need to remember. We need to find out who the other lady was, the member that we need to respond to. I can email them. Look.
Well, that was Mary.
No, it wasn't Mary. It was somebody else about something like
that. There was one member, woman, that had emailed to Linda, maybe to the whole board, questioning over, and she has the property right
now. Lot 239, is that the one where she's worried about her four-wheeler?
That's 239,
that's the one.
That's 11. That's 11.
Keep going.
This is the top of the big hill where you go up to go to Mike and Mary's.
Uh-huh.
It was asking about her four-wheeler because she found a place had been broken into.
Right.
I stopped there. I mean, it was all snowed in, but I stopped there about 3 weeks ago and hiked over, and I can still hear four-wheelers inside. I see through the window of her little shed.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. No, this is one before that. That was the one that I wanted to find out if it was still there.
Yeah.
This is one that we got about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
Maybe 2 months ago.
About the same thing?
No.
Because that, I'll email her. She just called me a couple of days ago, actually. What happens? Here's what happens. If I get bills and I don't have receipts, I put them in under what the last recording was on my files. And then when I get the bills, then I go back and correct it so that it's in the budget. So it's not necessarily under the correct category, which is a problem. I mean, that's not good.
Linda,
but it's there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would suggest what I do on mine.
Yes.
If you have an expense account called receipts. And you just put it in there. But then you know that should be zero. But it doesn't actually get put in something that may be a wrong account, may got forgotten.
And we move on.
So, I mean, the money's spent, it's out of the account. But you put it in as a no receipt account. You have a date, you have an amount, you may have who it went to, but then
if you never ever can figure that out, and you find out you have an extra $200 left over in this budget over on this area at the end of the year, you can move right over, can't you?
Or you can also click it and put Ask My Accountant. And that'll bring up all the ones that you need to ask questions to you later for. You can post them to wherever you think you need to go and then ask my accountant to click it.
It'll break it out by...
If some of these things are a deep question, can you at least... I have a question on a handful of them, really.
They give to Chris or whoever that says, Dave, written to this company for this amount of money, I need to decide what this was. And then by the next month, they can handwrite, that was for this part and that was for this. But you don't just put it in some place that may be close.
You know, you don't take every receipt to your accountant. And there's no way my receipts are filled with the whole.
I file all my receipts.
They're filed. Yes, they're filed.
You don't
yes.
put them in your account, but she put them in the accounting
program. You have them. Yes.
But she doesn't have receipts. She can't put them in correctly.
Right. So there's a yeah. So anyway, if you could get that and maybe recorrect a couple of those things and re-scan and email us to make sure if there's something that didn't straighten out, I'll have a couple of questions for
you. Tell her, ask her which ones you're talking about so she can find out she's about it.
Call the vehicle
and then she'll need receipts for those or something to know where they're
from.
All the circles.
Okay.
I have questions. I'm like, I didn't hear about this stuff. I didn't know about it. I was curious. So.
Absolutely. Okay. I will send that to you.
Okay. Anything else from the board that needs to be brought up at this time?
Nope.
Okay. Any other items from the membership that's here that need to be brought up at this time?
Are we going to do anything about caretakers? Report
that's
going on. I'm not
going to carry it specifically. Well, it's going to be, we've got another meeting going on yet. So, yeah, right now.
So.
We're just now coming up to almost a paintable zone time right now. It's getting really close. So, really, really close.
What's your next meeting?
Vote from the board. Where would you guys like your next meeting at? Here or south?
I said here.
Oh, we always have here while we have the weather fish.
Let's go here then. Okay, the next morning, the next board meeting will be held here.
May 11th.
May 11th. Could we shoot for Garden Head? I don't know what your scheduling is on reservations as of yet. Shouldn't be yet, right?
If it's not used, then fine. But usually in May, we get it more high on time.
All right. There you go. Okay. Very good. So next one, your spring ranch.
Did it get at 60 degrees?
Jody has wet. Green thoughts. The thing's going to be warm for her. Okay, then I motion we adjourn this meeting. Anybody want to second the motion?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, meeting adjourned.